Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Alrighty, and I know that's one of Bonnie's favorites there. She put that on for us, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's what we're looking for is whether it's people or pets, whether they're what we call dead or alive. Dead really isn't as dead as it used to be, so they're just on the other side. Well, with this first hour, we have pet psychic Susan, and I'm going to let her introduce herself a little bit here and tell us how to get a hold of her when she's not on air with us, because I'm thinking, Susan, you have a website and, I don't know, phone number or email or something or other. It's like, how can people get a hold of you?
I do. Thank you. My website is wianimalguide.com. The WI stands for Wisconsin, in case you're wondering why that was there.
Okay.
You can reach me by phone. There is there's a link on there. You can read about me. There's a PayPal link, and then there's an email. And then I will call you by phone so you don't have to come see me. If you're anywhere in the world, actually, I can help you that way. I can, and that'll be a private reading. I can talk to your pets that are on the other side or here, and I can also give you a general reading about your life or any question that you have, because I'm also a medium. I realized a couple years ago that no matter who I talked to when I was giving them a reading, a pet would come through, even if they just babysat or took care of a pet once and they didn't own their own pets. The pet was now coming through as like a gateway, where in the past that hadn't always been the case. But the readings are much more clearer now that the pets kind of come through and give this like a gateway in. So call in today with any questions you have for me about your pets and or any general question you have. I do have to have you ask me something or say my dog is doing this or my cat is doing that. Otherwise, I can't filter out what it is that you want to know. And since we don't have a lot of time, that's the best way to break into the other side.
Which is another song we have, is Breaking Through to the Other Side. Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that
the other
one myself.
Yeah, it's good.
All righty. Okay, so WI, let me make sure I got this, because I'm trying to write this. I'm trying to multitask, which I don't do as well as I probably could. But WIAnimalGuide.com, is that right, for your
yes.
For the, okay, all righty. And then are you on Facebook also or any place else like that?
I am on Facebook, and it's the same kind of the link to Facebook is also WIAnimalGuide.com. My friend set it up for me, and so she has them linked. And they'll both, when you open the pages, it's going to say a pet psychic. So
okay.
The WI you probably won't see anywhere on the page.
Okay. All right. I think when I looked you up, though, that's what I typed in the address bar, and it's like, that's how I found you there. So, all righty. Awesome.
Okay,
awesome.
Good.
All right. Well, we have several callers here that are waiting for you. So are you ready to rock and roll and get going here?
Yep. All set.
All righty. Okay, just for everybody in queue, just so you kind of understand the terms that she's asking, is make sure you ask something specific, you know, kind of think of what question you want to ask. And if I understand right, it's like, Susan, you can talk to the animals whether they're currently living or whether they're on the other side. Is that correct? They'll come through either way?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there you have it, guys. All right. If you want to know what your cat really thinks about you, ask her. Here we go. Area code 443, you are first on with us today. Welcome to Bonnie Albers on Air.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you
good.
Doing?
Who are we talking with?
This is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, what question did you have?
Well, I think I already asked you about Hollywood. He was a parrot being sick.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And but I was wondering if you could help me with my girlfriend's cat, Eve.
Okay.
She's been
sure.
chewing up her body, like all her fur, and she's been chasing the other cat around.
Oh. And has she been to the vet?
Yeah, and I think what they said... The same thing with Hollywood, allergies.
Yeah, the allergies would be what would be the chewing around and then probably being itchy or just the histamines or whatever that make you all itchy and then going kind of, you know, and crazy a little bit and following and chasing the other cat just to get rid of some energy. I hope they can find something for the cat, like a shot or a pill or what whatever they can do, because that does seem to be what it is. And I'm feeling like I just want to scratch my skin off, so it feels like it is an allergy. Where do you live, or where does the cat live?
Maryland.
Okay. I wonder if it's just anything to do with, like, our weather being kind of weird, the spring coming late. I mean, I don't know of anything specific to the cat, or I've heard of anything for cats that are going around, or cats or dogs for allergies. But I wonder if there's an allergy specialist. And this sounds weird, but she could contact a veterinary school hospital, like a learning where you learn to become a vet. Maybe just look up University of Maryland or whatever, and just call as many places as she can. She may not have to go there, but if there's someplace close, because I think they would have a better handle on that. Not that the regular vet couldn't, but maybe they can test for something more specific, and they might even know that there's something else going on, because that's what I'm kind of seeing. I'm looking at what looks like a crest of a school, and it says, like, University of Maryland. And maybe there's somewhere even closer that she could call, but I would do that next, because I think this might be something that's a little more specific than what they normally see in the vet's office.
Yeah,
I
don't think they gave her anything for eating.
That's why I think they're just kind of poo-pooing it in a way. So I would do that, because I think the cat needs to have a skin test, like a scraping, and maybe even in isolation for a while. I don't know this for sure, but this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the cat maybe even getting an IV of some sort, but it's not like it's super bad, but she should do that, because I don't think they took her seriously enough. And they start chewing on their... Oh, go ahead.
Can you take another look at Hollywood to see if he's doing better?
He's showing me that he's just scratching his little bit, like taking his talon and scratching around his head, but I think they do that quite a bit. He doesn't feel so itchy, he says. He feels like he can fluff out his feathers more and not feel itchy. That's what he's telling me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does he seem that way to you? Does he seem better?
Yeah, but he does seem better, but his breathing is still a little, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not.
So raspy. Yeah, I wonder, were you able to find somebody who could tell you more about it, like one of the parrot people, like on Google somehow, like for South America? That's what I keep seeing.
Yeah, now I'm still
I don't know
looking.
If you're able to.
I'm
still
looking.
I'm looking
at holistic stuff, and so I'm still looking.
Okay, and you said you were going to move to Florida, or you go to Florida?
We were going to move there, but not till a couple years.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you go into, again, like the University of Florida, which I don't know if that's the right name. There's several down there. They've got to have more tropical pets down there. And maybe someone there can help you, too. Go right to veterinary and birds.
Okay.
They've got to know. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you. Bye. Wow. Interesting stuff. We got some questions
in
chat. If we can get through our callers here, it's like we've got a really interesting situation in chat going there, too, that somebody asked. So hopefully maybe we can get her to call him a little bit later. All right.
Okay,
right now we have area code 814. 814, you're on live with us.
Hello?
Hello? 814.
Oh. I think they might be gone.
814 got shy and they dropped. Okay. Let's go to our next one here. Area code 954. 954, you're on with us.
Hello. My name
Hello?
Is Valerie. Hi.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually calling for a friend's cat that she was visiting me a couple weeks ago, and the cat kind of ran away. And he hasn't been back. He ran away. His name is Wilson. He's like an orange buff. He's got some white on the front and on his face a little and his paws. And she's very concerned. He ran away in December, but a neighbor found him like within a day or two. And somebody thought they saw him last week running around in the woods with another cat, but they still haven't been able to find him. Do you have any...
That's kind of what I'm feeling that for some reason now he wants to be feral, for lack of another term, that he wants to be outside and playing. Are you somewhere where it's warm now? Is it nice weather?
Well, the cat, I'm actually in Florida, but the cat is from Brentwood, Tennessee, outside of Nashville. So, yeah, it's warm, I guess.
Okay.
You know.
He's pretty much indicating that he's having fun, and then when he's ready to come home, he will. So I don't know if he – I feel like I talked about this on another show, and it might sound kind of strange to you, but sometimes the cat or any pet has the ability to switch souls. And so if the original soul was done on Earth, it's really hard to explain, and went back to the afterlife, a different soul can come in. And it almost sounds to me like that's what happened. And this one is like, no, I want to be outside. So it ran away 3-4 months ago and then is out there again now. I don't know. You may want to ask your friend if she thought she recognized any type of, like, personality change. And that might indicate that the soul changed, because usually once they're inside, they might want to go outside for a little bit, but they come home right away, or they're whatever time they come home. And the fact that this one is showing me that he just wants to run around and he's catching mice and
well,
and other
he always
things.
Said he kind of had a dog personality.
Okay.
And I remember visiting her in Massachusetts before she moved to Tennessee, and he would literally, like, at the screen door, kind of claw and just hang there. He was dying to go outside, but she never let him go out there. But she felt comfortable letting him out with the dog in Tennessee,
and
but he'd always
off.
Come back. He'd just kind of come, you know, kind of stay close and come back in. But I guess this is the second time he went out. He's chipped, but he doesn't wear a collar because he can't
okay.
keep a collar on. Cause he doesn't like the collar.
Right. My guess is he's going to be running around until he sees fit to come home. I don't think he's going to let anyone take him, pick him up either. Like, he won't let a neighbor or someone pick him up. If someone does find him, it's either going to be a friend or he'll have to be trapped by the Humane Society or something. But for some reason, he's saying he just wants to live outside now. But he's not saying he had a bad life, and he's not saying that he won't come home. But I do kind of see him running around in kind of a wooded area with at least one other cat and maybe a couple others.
Okay.
So
he might come home when he gets.
Yeah, when he's done running around.
To.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I just thought I'd call if she's very distraught. And so.
Yeah, well, he's not hurt. At least right now
okay.
he's fine. But he is in this wooded area. If she does know where that, maybe she wants to go look. He will come to her, but to no one else.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Wow, you're getting the easy questions today.
Yeah. So far.
Oh, and we're having a little bit of, there we go. Okay. Blog had to decide it wanted to come back on here. All right. And now we got area code 404. And if we can get you on here, it's trying. There we go. 404, we got you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question about my dog, Bentley.
Okay.
Two things. Well, first, he, like, when you let him out in the backyard, he had this one little area that he liked to use it in the backyard. And then when he noticed, you know, us coming and going through the back gate, he started, like, to change his area. So he, like, scooping right in front of the door to get out of the back gate. So I'm just trying to see, is that his way of telling us that he didn't want us back there? And secondly, sometimes we may forget to leave his cage open, and I notice hair may be over the house, but as long as we're home, he's just, like, straight by his skin in his one little area. And I'm just trying to see, like, when we're not here and we may leave the cage open, what's he really doing while we're gone?
Okay. I do think he probably is using going out there now because he knows you can get out there, and he basically wants you to stay in. But part of it just could be that for some reason he knows people are going back there, so he might as well go back there. So that's kind of a murky, but I do kind of think that he's thinking, okay, you won't go out here if I use this for my bathroom. when you're not home, he does kind of go in and out of his cage, he's showing me, but he likes to look out the window, and he likes to just walk around. He may go, if he's not supposed to be on any type of furniture, he may jump up on it and then jump down just to be like, ha-ha, I did it. That's pretty common with pets. He feels like he's really content. He's happy you're asking about him, and he's kind of like, look, I can see him looking at me, and he's like, you know, I'm special, you know. So he really feels that he's one of your sons. You know, he knows he's a dog, but he knows he's also one of your sons. So he's happy about that, and he calls you. He has it's funny because he almost sounds like he has a British accent, but he calls you mother, but a much, I can't even say it. So I don't know if your kids call you mother, but that's how he calls you instead of mom or mommy or
okay.
Mama.
Yeah, my daughter sometimes, she's like, mother.
That's what he just said. That's just, that's what he said. He doesn't understand that that's kind of a snarky way, but he thinks that's very proper. So he's very happy, he says.
Yes, so there's not any, like, situations or anything that he's trying to tell us that we're not paying attention to?
Not really, but he does, you know, when you do come home, that people, you pet him and play with him or whatever, because that, if people don't pet him right away, then he gets a little bit anxious, but as long as people do that, walk him around, yeah, no, he says he's very happy.
That's so funny, because he does that, like, when we come home, if we don't come in and go back there and speak to him first, and that's like anybody. It's anybody that comes through the door, even if it's our company,
he'll
raise Cain. He does not like that.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to come talk to him immediately. He has things to say. Basically, it's just, hi, how are you? I'm glad you're back home. So.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you.
That was funny.
Like, you know, on some of these, it's like I would like to have, you know, some of these people, you know, call back and say, you know, this is, you know, after they've done some of the, you know, things or whatever, and say, yeah, this happened or that happened. It's like, you know, so we'll see. We encourage our callers to, you know, call back and let us know what happens, because we always like to hear those follow-up things. It's always really interesting to see how it plays out. The other thing I'm going to say is for heads up for everybody, for this is just a Blog Talk FYI moment. Blog Talk has been having this issue going on for, probably a good solid month or so now, where it randomly kicks people out of chat, and I say randomly because I got booted out of the chat room as a co-host yesterday. So it really does not discriminate, guys. So if you get booted out of chat, or if it drops you out of the queue, you know, don't take offense. Just call back in. It's like, you know, we try to kind of keep an eye on who our callers are and make sure we'll kind of try to put you back in the same spot that you're at. But just FYI for everybody. So, yeah, that's happening. All right. Our next caller here is a Skype caller. This is 661, I believe it is. And I think that's a Skype number, and it's taken a while. Okay, there we go. Who have we got today?
Hi, it's Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hi. I'm calling about, he's not really my dog, but he's in my house, so we'll just say, like, my dog.
Okay.
He doesn't mind any other cats but black ones, and if he sees one, he goes nuts. Like, we can't even just let him out to run because he'll chase all the black cats and, like, attack them. Even if he's in the house and he sees one on the porch, he barks and barks and barks. But any other killer cat, he's fine with. What is his problem? And his name is Samson.
Samson, is he a pretty big dog?
No, he's a small,
medium-sized
dog.
Medium?
Like,
okay.
Always medium-sized, yeah.
He's kind of showing me that he's real tough. So what I think happened maybe when he was a puppy or somewhere in his memory, maybe he got scratched or bit by a black cat or he had to have some bad, in his mind, interaction with the black cat. And I know that we were told that pets are colorblind, but they're really not, so there's a little bit of different color. I think that's why. I don't think that, and he just sees that cat, and since cats pretty much look alike with their faces. He can't differentiate any of them from the cat that attacked him. But I do think when he was a puppy, I don't know if he was from a shelter or something, but he did get in a scrape with a black cat. So he's just trying to be rough and tumble with, you know, don't come by me. And that's basically what he's saying. So he may never stop doing that, but hopefully he'll just get it.
Like, we have a white one in our house, and she'll just walk up and smack him, and he'll just look at her. We have an orange cat in the house, and he can walk up right beside him, and then we have, like, little brown ones, and because we live on a farm, so we have, like, outside cats. And all the other ones, besides the two black ones, are fine, and if he sees the black one, like, he'll pull us across the yard to try to get to it.
Like, that is just crazy. Yeah, I bet at some point, maybe even in your yard, that a stray cat or something came through, the black cat. I hope he breaks himself of that because, you know, it is kind of strange, but all he is basically indicating is when he was small and couldn't defend himself as well, a black cat scratched him. You know, maybe he walked up to it, too, with just to want to sniff, and the other cat didn't appreciate
it.
But
it's really weird how we got him. He was my sister's dog. Her husband's in the Army, and someone that he was, like, with in the Army gave Samson to my sister and her husband. And then they moved from Hawaii back to Pennsylvania, and then we got Samson, and we couldn't take Samson back to Hawaii because my sister didn't get his papers. So now he's stuck with us. So I don't know about...
Something happened with him like that, or they were in too close to the counter... Too close, too close together, I guess, and then he felt like he couldn't defend himself. And so now he's got the opposite feeling. I do think as he gets older, he'll forget about it, not care so much.
Yeah, he was really bad now because when he first came here, we could just let him out to run because we have a huge backyard. But now, like, anytime he has to go outside, we have to take him outside on a leash because if not, he just wants to kill all the cats.
and that's too bad, but I do hope that he gets broken of that. I'm trying to tell him, you know, that cat isn't the cat who attacked him, and he can be fine around any of those cats, so hopefully that'll start to change in his brain. But you certainly don't want to see him attack something and kill it or whatever.
Because
he doesn't understand. So I hope he's listening. I know he's listening. I just hope he understands that those cats aren't going to hurt him. So good luck with that. That's a hard one. But that's nice that you kept him and going to take care of him now. He's asking if that's his forever home.
I think so.
It is, right? You're going to keep him?
Unless my sister has her way. Like, she wants him back. But we're like, no. He's staying with us. He really likes him here.
Okay, basically either you or your sister, but I think he's going to stay with you because he just doesn't want to be moved around anymore.
No, he doesn't. He loves, like, when my mom comes home from work, like, if she doesn't pay attention to him, he just goes crazy. And he follows her to the bathroom and everything until she, like, takes a minute to say, Samson, and then, like, talks to him where he's nuts.
I think it's his anxiety over how many places he's lived and stuff, but that's good when you come home and pet him and say hello, and then he can calm down a little bit more. I do think he will quit doing this, but it's good that you guys are keeping him on the leash until he stops acting crazy.
Because we don't want him to hurt the other cat, so we're like, no, right. Samson.
Right. You might be able to see I don't know how dogs and cats socialize, how to get them to socialize, but maybe there's something on the internet or, again, the vet, or you write a question to, like, a vet clinic or, like, a vet school.
Put
it out there and see what they say, because there might be something that's really easy and I just don't know about it.
Yeah, it just was like, what? Like, I didn't understand why he hated the black ones, but all the other ones.
He's actually showing me how kind of got boxed into a corner by a black cat, so he's now going to make sure they don't come near him.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Thanks for
taking
my
call. You too. Yeah, sure, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
I'm going to say let us I know Angie's in our chat room often enough. It's like I'm going to ask her how that progresses and how he goes on with that.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I wanted to ask her. It's like how old the dog was he? You know, it's like I didn't hear an age on him or anything because I know sometimes you know dogs when they get older, isn't it? I mean, you know, they're supposedly you know you can't teach an old dog new tricks, which is not necessarily true. It just takes them longer to learn. But is there anything like with age related factors? You know, things like that. If a dog is younger, older, when you move them around and things like that, or is there, you know?
I think they get worse because they have to try to figure out in their brain how to prevent things from happening. So hopefully they can find a way for him to stop doing this, but I'm not sure that's going to work. I can't think of anything right now. And especially if he's not neutered. Hopefully he is. But
okay.
That's a weird one. That's one
right.
I've never heard before.
He only the orange cats are okay. The white cats, just the black cats. He doesn't like the black cats. Alrighty.
Yeah,
somebody
exactly.
Somebody got me into a corner. I didn't like that. Alrighty. Alrighty, guys. Well, we do have open lines at the moment, so Susan and I are just gonna visit a little bit because I know one of our earlier callers. You know, you had because I've heard you kind of do this explanation a little bit, and you know, not everybody has, and not everybody catches their archives. But I know that we were talking about how animals can do like it's like trading houses, like trading souls. It's like apparently or trading spirits at least. It's like they're not exactly bound by the same, I'll say, rules maybe that that human spirits are. So it's like how does that work differently in the animal kingdom? You know, kind of tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, basically what they are walk-ins or stand-ins. You may get I have a client who's had a few dogs, and she had some dogs that passed away. And in the meantime, she had got a little puppy or something, and that puppy stayed one type of energy for, say, 6 months. But then one of the dogs that previously passed away came back in, and I told her, I said, I think this is going to happen very soon. And someone that she hadn't told anything about this said, oh, my gosh, it seems like your old dog again. And it's basically what happened
wow.
is a stand-in held that body type because that's the type she likes for the other soul to come back. And the souls don't always know how fast they're going to come back. It's kind of strange to explain. I only have known about this for a few years. Actually, humans can do this at some points in their life. Usually it's after like a trauma, a head injury, or some type of tragedy. And some other soul may come into their body. But the
right,
family
yeah,
or friends
that,
notice
right.
immediately there's a
huge
not
difference.
As,
right.
Yeah. When it does happen, most of the time when it happens is that, like, at birth, that one soul was going to come in but then couldn't or didn't want to. So you never know. There is no – you don't know a difference of a change for that. But this happens – I don't want to say it's super common with pets, but it'll happen just in these instances when another pet is brought in right away maybe and the other one wanted to come back. But may not have a chance at
okay.
another body. So it's so hard to explain
right.
because it's so like, what? That doesn't make sense. Because they can share
no,
different
it actually
experiences.
Does make sense. It actually does kind of make sense. It makes, it,
they
it makes
totally
sense
are
to
not.
Me, but then again, it's like.
Yeah, yeah. They're not bound by any rule that like we uh-huh. say humans are because we come back and we have to live so much longer to get all our stuff done where they don't have to live very long at all. They know what they're supposed to do. So they come back to help
right.
us. Literally, if
our,
humans
our
hadn't made it back.
And a lot more complex.
Yes. Yeah. And I know there's other realms that we can live on. So people can think about that or not. We can be in all different types of realms. And I do think that here we have a lot more lower energy, not that people are bad, but lower energy. Oh, it's so hard to explain. It's harder for us to get our stuff
vibrational.
Because
yeah.
we're not at a high enough energy. Yeah. So on some other places, we might only live 5 years, and that's our entire, we do everything we have to do.
Wow.
So we made a pact with pets, mostly dogs and cats, in the maybe the last 100 years, where you come back and be my best friend. And
oh, wow.
so a lot of them have taken that. The one thing with dogs, and I'm not a breeder or anything, so but the fact that humans have changed the dogs so much, you know, have changed their snouts, changed their size and shape, they haven't, they've made them look prettier in human's eyes, but they haven't done the dog any service. So I'm not bashing anybody. Okay. It's just that that didn't really have to happen, but it did. So the energy
right.
will change
kind of
sometimes
like
if your dog or cat. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking, it's like, I'm thinking like originally, I think dachshunds were like badger dogs, and it's like, you know, they and I think they're still pretty much the same, you know, type of, and boy, talk about fierce. It's like, I've got a girlfriend who's got two little dachshunds, and it's like, they do have this attitude, and they can,
yeah.
badgers are fierce, you know, so they
exactly.
are bred for certain things, and then I see like, oh man, there's really funny. Is you know, how they've taken like with the horses, and they've, you know, bred miniature horses, and then it's like we had the side by side photo. It was really funny. It was like something that looked like a Great Dane, but it was like it had the Dalmatian white with the spots, and then the little pony standing right next to it was also white with the spots. And it's like I had to look twice and go, the dog and the pony were the same size, and they were both the same color.
Yeah, like one's
spots.
A Great Dane.
Like, really interesting. Yeah, it was Great Dane with Dalmatian spots. Like,
I think I yeah, that is kind of funny, but it is interesting though. And I think people who haven't had a pet, they kind of miss out on the unconditional love. So I always think anyone
right.
can get a pet. Even you can get goldfish and stuff like that, and they will come up and swim up to the water. And I had a couple goldfish. I would put my finger in the water, and the fish would kind of suck on my finger. It was kind of funny. you know,
funny.
We try to be very loving or whatever to each other, but we just totally don't have it all in us, not to be judgmental, et cetera.
Right.
Pet will just, they forget. They if they had a bad day the day before, the next day they're fine with it, where we kind of ruminate over why that happened, stuff like that. They don't do that. So,
right.
And the other thing I probably will bring up, a lot of people, once their pet dies, if that was the one they were so connected to or their first pet, and they think, I can never get another pet again, it's actually the opposite.
Oh.
Your pet wants you to get that energy back in your life. So they'll help you find another animal. And sometimes
right.
the same soul will just keep coming back, or the same soul family, a brother, a sister, or whatever. They'll take turns coming back and forth once, because you kind of made this pact, or we've kind of made a pact, we have made a pact with people or animals on the other side before we come back. So they're willing to come back to us all the time or send another similar energy. Someone said to me once that he had an apartment full of all kinds of pets and a couple died, and he said, you know, it's like a reverse ghost, which is kind of funny. It pulls energy out of the air when the pet is gone. You totally can
wow.
feel that the pet is no longer there. So they want us to
right.
get that energy back. Yeah.
Right.
I see it all the
okay,
time where people say, I'll never love any. Oh, good.
Right. All righty. Area code 713. 713, you are, we're getting you on. There we go. We got you.
Hi. How are you, Kelly?
Thanks, Susan.
I'm pretty good.
Good. How are you?
My name is Candy.
Hey, Candy.
And I have a question. I had a pony when I was little, and he's crossed
mm-hmm.
over. And I have a dog now named Dottie. Are they in the same family?
I see that the dog, when the pony was little, which I know they're little, but when the pony was born, the dog may have been on that farm. So they do know each other because they're standing next to each other and putting, like, cords across to each other, like threads. And they're saying, yeah, they know each other. And Dottie can talk to your pony back in time. She can cross, not back in time, but in the afterlife. She can still talk kind of telepathically back and forth.
Okay. she's getting to be an old lady. Is she okay?
I feel like her hips hurt. She's kind of
mm-hmm.
telling me that she's probably got some arthritis, which is very common. You might be able to get her some steroid shots. Is she like 14? Is she that old?
She's 10.
10. So the 14 is what I think she's showing me is that's how long she thinks she can live.
Okay.
I don't absolutely know for sure, but you might want to check with the vet if there's something to make her more comfortable. But you'll know kind of where they'll be at a certain level, and then there'll be such a marked decline, you know,
yeah.
And then it is okay. And she's saying, Mommy, don't be sad if you have to put my body to sleep. someday.
Yeah.
And that's
I noticed that she's getting slower, and she keeps looking at me, and it's like,
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of check with the vet to not be able to go over her health to see. A lot of times they start with renal failures, one of the main things that happens. But the vet would probably be able to tell you if he thought the level of comfort was really low. I don't know why she keeps showing me the number 14, but she just says it's okay. And then she wondered if you would get another pony, if you wanted another pony. Probably not.
We live in a big town, but I noticed on her back there's like a lump starting.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think the lump
protruding up.
I think it's either part of the spine just getting a bony growth, or it's other some type of like fatty tumor. But yeah, I definitely would check with the vet, because if it is giving her too much pain, she says that, you know, of course, it's hard for you to put the dog down, but she says she could come back in 6 months if you want her energy to come good. And she's always going to be, like Bonnie says, the ether. Our souls never die. And it's hard, she won't be around, but she'll be able to see you. I would do that, because if it ends up being like something more serious and she's in too much pain, it's kind of hard.
When we were living in an apartment, it was taking her 10 minutes to go up and down the steps each way.
When we moved on the
house, she just has one step down.
Okay.
And
that is helpful. Yeah,
she
is telling me her hips. That's helpful quite a bit. You know, the vet thing, it is frustrating, but you will know too that whenever she goes, within 6 months she'll be back.
Okay.
And you can just, they want you to choose the same size body, but not, you don't have to get the same breed or anything.
Right.
And they always go male.
I asked the correlation between the pony and the puppy. They're both white with brindle.
Oh. No problem. We were just talking about. You might be able to, she says, don't be worried if you can't find the same color, but if you can, that's fine. But I do feel that she probably
old.
Knows.
She's tired.
Yeah,
I feel it.
Depending on what breed she is, she could
she's
be around
100. She's an American Staffshire Terrier.
Okay. So she might be 7. It might be the standard 7 to 10, but I'm feeling that she's telling me she feels much older. But not to worry, she'll come back, and that's frustrating, but she didn't want to tell
me. I kind of had that feeling I was going to have to put her down sometime this year.
Yeah. But that's, you know, she says she's very happy.
She's been a happy puppy. She picked us.
That happens quite a bit without us knowing it. That's nice. So she'll find you again then.
Okay.
She said she made that agreement.
She's
taking your hand. You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Candy. All righty. And we've got a couple more notes there from Samson in chat.
Okay.
She said her mom came home, and he was indeed a shelter dog, and he's 9 years old now. So it's like, I'm thinking, wow, that's, you know, and she's got a link in there that, you know, he's really cute. It's like he's, you know, mostly white body, and then kind of we got this little mask on his face going, kind of cool. But, so nine is kind of old. I mean, it's like, you know, what are the ages for dogs? I mean, I've understood, like, that, you know, sometimes littler dogs live longer than the bigger dogs do, or, you know, things like that.
Especially the ones that aren't purebred, but that. They used to say 7 years, like a dog is one, it's equivalent to 7 in human. But that's real generic, so it kind of goes breed specific. It's almost like if you have to look it up for sure, if you have a purebred dog. I know for cats, this is kind of interesting. A cat, no matter what kind, purebred or not, the first year is equivalent to 20 years in human. every year after is only four. But it's a bizarre. You don't think that. You think of a cat living to 500 years practically. But no, that's the that's
wow.
very strange.
The first year
thing,
of a cat's
yeah.
life is like 20. It's like 20 years, and then okay. and then every year after that is about seven.
It's about four.
Oh, excuse me. Whoops, it's about four. Okay. Let me write that kid down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
It doesn't matter if they're outside, inside, purebred, whatever, as I was kind of surprised
right.
about that. But their genes are so similar, yet they haven't been changed as much as some of the dogs.
Okay.
So, but that's nice.
That's,
that
I mean, that's
they
kind
have
of good to know because we have a cat who's, well, I know his birth date because he was born July 13th. He's a Cancer cat. And he's eight. He'll be nine this year. So, wow. So that would make him actually, let's see, I'm sitting there doing the math here. You know, 8 times 52. 4 is 32, 32 plus 20. So he'd be like getting in his 50s then
yep.
this year.
Yep. And, you know,
wow, okay.
a lot of times.
And he's still playful.
20 years. And yeah. I had a cat that lived for 21 years, and at when he was 17, he actually had a huge colon surgery because he had mega colon, and he lived another 4 years. He was already over. The life expectancy kind of is around 15 to 16, but
okay.
so many live longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you're talking breed specific. There's a friend of ours that had, I think she was a border collie mix. It's like she was a, you know, she had that kind of border collie body, but she had like really, I'll say really, really long hair.
Okay.
You know, in the black and the white. And she lived to be like 17. That dog was like old.
Oh,
I mean,
my
is that,
goodness.
Or is that old?
That's
for a dog?
Old. That's pretty
okay.
old. But I don't know if you remember any of the Lassie reruns because Lassie was on in like the 50s. Lassie lived to
yeah.
like over 20, I think. And you're like, how did
oh
that dog
goodness.
Live?
Wow.
You know, red dog.
Wow. And that was
you
a collar. Yeah, that was a big collar.
Yeah, and
yeah.
a bigger dog. Wow, that's amazing. So,
oh, we got another caller here. Okay, hang on. Let's get our other caller here so before we get out of time there. Okay, caller, oops, area code, come on here. This blog will work for us. 843, you're on with us.
Oh,
hi.
It's Amy. How are you doing?
Hey, Amy.
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I had wanted, actually, my daughter was going to call in, but she had to work today, but I had an interesting she had an interesting situation come up. And okay, so she had a, like last year they went to Montana and got a chocolate lab. This weekend she lives in Seattle. This weekend they went to the Seattle Humane Society, and my daughter was drawn to a chocolate lab that was old and looked like he had had a pretty rough life. His fur coat looked like, you know, like if you coat out in the humidity, how it gets all whatever. But he was purebred and he had tapers. Anyway, to make this a little quicker, she contacted the breeder of the old dog, and it turns out that the old dog is her baby dog's great-great-grandfather. So we're just curious as to, you know, how this crazy story could have come to be.
Yeah, I saw that in she must, or you or her must have wrote something, you or she must, on Bonnie's
right, on Bonnie's page. Right, exactly.
I said, yeah, and I was, it's so cool. Believe it or not, and she was probably like, no, nobody told me this, the older dog was sending her messages to come get him. And it is bizarre, it's in different states in any some weird way, but it was his time to be away from wherever he was, and he wanted to be reunited with his real family. And it, of course, it defies logic that that's kind of how
right.
fate works.
The dog wasn't abused, it was just neglected. It was just neglected. And
it had the wrong, he said, I had the wrong human, and now I found my great-grandson. He said he looked and looked and he found the right humans and kind of got them to come get him. And he's very happy now. He knows he's older and he knows he's not going to be around for a long time, but he's very happy that he's in a place that with the right humans, and they're going to be taking care of him well.
Wow, I don't really like animals, and I'm crying. It's just such a touching story.
Yeah.
Because
it's amazing.
Also good for the baby dog, because the baby dog has affluenza. You know, that happens when you're spoiled brat. You know, he's just so spoiled and entitled, and he's just spoiled and entitled, and they treat him like a human, and it's going to be in my daughter's wedding, and it's just, it's adorable, but it's getting a little out of hand, and now this, like, dog that's, like, been around the block and, didn't get to go on vacation and go to Disney World or whatever dogs like to do, it's just looking at him like,
his teachings will rub off on the puppy. He'll be like, look, you are over, over the top. Be more like me. I had a more rougher life. And they'll kind of like melt together, be the same. The energies will become more similar. So it's pretty cool that they came together at this time and they've come from different circumstances. And it's going to rub off on that puppy that he can't be, head cheese or whatever.
It's an amazing story. I mean, exactly. It's just it's an amazing story. And I think I read it because I'm adopted, and my adoption story is a little. I won't go into the whole thing, but I think I resonate to this story. Because of my roots as well. That we just it's just interesting to me. Especially people who, I know I'm not the only person that just doesn't resonate. It's not that I don't like animals. I like people better. That they are so much like, that they're so much like us. They're not like a fashion accessory, or they're not, they're a living being who comes here just like we do, with a purpose and so many people just treat their pets like pet,
Right. No, they come back and they really want to be our son or daughter. And I know it's frustrating when we see people get pets and then just put them in a room or something. There's no reason for them to have them. They're not getting the energy from them or the right energy. So the unconditional love can only give that if you treat them well. Not that they don't want to, it was just time for this older dog to come back, and he somehow pulled your daughter to come get him. There's, again, just a weird fate, twist of fate there, and I think they're going to be very happy.
Star, because they really didn't need, they're situated to.
She probably, if you talk to her again, she'd probably say, it just came to me to go there.
It wasn't like I don't even know what they were doing to I don't know what they were doing where they would end up at Humane Society, because it's just not a place that it's not a good place to go unless you either hate animals and want to get off on some sick whatever, or you're gonna get an animal. But I'm gonna have her, she'll be able to listen to this in the archives, but I'm going to put her in connection with you so that the three of you can have talk about this further, and then if you're talking to her directly when they're all there, it'll shift up the energy. But thank you.
Yeah.
I really It's very, okay. It's a beautiful story. Thank you for enlightening, shedding some light on the whole thing.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for calling in, Amy. Gee. All righty. And we got time here. We got about 5 minutes. We got time for one more caller here, area code 216. 216, you are trying to be on with us. There we go. We got you.
Hi, Susan. It's Connie.
Hi.
How are
you? Hi, Connie.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. I wanted to call in. I've been trying to catch the shows here, and today was my first time, but I have to tell you, and I want to say you won't believe it, but you're a psychic, so you'll believe it. When I rushed back to the office to call in, I think you were speaking about me with
Without your name.
Yeah, without my name, and I just turned on the computer and logged in to listen to the show, and immediately that's the first thing I heard, so I thought I better call in. So my question is, I want to know about my new dog, Joseph.
Yeah, so this is funny. So the Wally and Dexter, you know, they're the ones that formed the really big bond. Just about a year ago or a year and a half ago, I think you had three dogs at that point, and they decided that they need to be three always. So Wally and Dexter came back, took those other beasts that were stand-ins for them, and they brought their other brother, Joey. So right. I don't know if that was his name on the answer, but, yep, he's like, it was another weird circumstance that the lady brought it in and couldn't keep him, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, an odd circumstance and exactly the kind of dog that I look for. So
they knew to get him to you. So he did have a little bit of a stand-in in his body. I was going to tell you that later. But he did have a stand-in for, I don't know how old is he, a year?
He's only about 10 months old.
Okay. So there was that other stand-in until you said you were bringing him home, and then he flipped. So I don't know if you've noticed any type of change. He might not have changed that much, but it is a different energy. And so all three of your dogs feel like they're back together. And like you said, at one time you were going to put, like, the brothers three or the three brothers or something.
Right.
I mean, you thought maybe about using that name
right,
or something.
Right, yeah.
And
oddly
so
enough.
So they're like, well, three of us are back.
Yeah, and then the other interesting thing, too, is he his name, Joey, is formerly Joseph, and that was my dad's middle name. So I don't know how we came up with that, but no one ever said, you know, use dad's middle name, but that's what we ended up with. So I think that's interesting as well. So, but he
what's
seems,
his name
he,
before? I'm sorry.
O-B-I-E.
Obi.
Okay. Obi. So we were trying to think of things that he would answer to because he wasn't really answering to that.
Sure.
And one of the kids here started calling him Joey, and that's how we ended up with Joseph or Joey. So I think that all kind of fits together pretty well. So one last question. Can you tell me how I can get him to sleep at night?
Oh, yeah. Is he in a little kennel?
He
big
is.
Kennel? And he just wants, he's whimpering?
He'll sleep for about 3 or 4 hours, but then he's up at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like we just keep saying, look at the other guys, they're sleeping. But your dad said, he came, when you said Joseph, your dad came down and he said he's going to help you with the new guy. He's already been there and he's been petting him on the head and checking out the picture you have on the wall and stuff. So he wants to help out with Joey. He thinks if you can just keep saying, look at the other boys, go to sleep, hopefully he will. I don't know why he's waking up unless he hears birds or something, but I think that's kind of early.
Yeah, I don't know either, but mommy needs to get some sleep. So
he's
he does
a
well
little nervous.
For a while, but he's up at 3 o'clock howling and barking and, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh.
So that's our little problem right now. But other than that, he's a fantastic dog. So
hopefully
I just wanted to check in on him.
Yeah, he's listening. So hopefully he understands. He'll settle down. I don't know if you have a little chew toy or something in there for him that he can chew on and then go back to sleep. Maybe that might help.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah,
that's great. Thank
you
so much. So yeah, I just also wanted to tell people too. If I've been talking to Susan for quite a long time now, and she's fantastic with animals and people. So give her a call. She's great. Thank you.
I think we're lucky to have her.
Thanks, Connie.
We are. Yeah. No, honestly, we, believe me, we talk on a consistent basis, and I really enjoy it, and it's really helpful to me for everything, animals, business, life in general. So she's fantastic. So, all right. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Oh,
thanks.
We had a suggestion from chat, and they said maybe if something that had her scent on it, like, you know, if you know that she's like worn or something like that. I mean, I know this is true with children, particularly babies. It's like, you know, if there's like a T-shirt or something that, you know, the mom has worn, and they put it like on the baby's pillow. It's like maybe something with her scent on it, you know, for the puppy or for the dog. It's like would you know, comfort him. Just a thought.
Yeah, that's right. A good idea. I kind of see him with something, but that makes sense. That's a really good idea. I think he's just reacting to being in
someplace different, maybe.
Right.
Happens. All righty. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. And thank you, all of our callers, for calling in, because really and truly, we tell you guys this, and we really mean it. It's like, you know, our callers make our shows, because, you know, otherwise you just get to listen to us, you know, talk, which is not a bad thing, because, you know, Susan's got a lot of things to talk about now. But it's fun to include other people in the dialogue there. All righty. Well, I think Leslie is here and getting ready to come on, and let's see. We'll see if I got her. I think this is her. Is that you, Leslie?
Yes, it is. Hi, ladies.
All right.
Hi.
All right. Figured I'd come on and let you say hi to Susan and hi and bye. And thank you so much for being on. It's like, I know Bonnie was very specific, and she's like, oh, well, you know, we love having you on. It's like, you know, we get it always kind of starts a little bit slow, and I think it's because in the earlier shows, you know, sometimes Bonnie and Susan talk, or, you know, and Ron talks, it's like, you know, they usually talk for about 15, you know, anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes, you know, just on topic talk. So a lot of times our callers are kind of getting conditioned to not call in until around, you know, 20 or 25 minutes into the show. Because all of a sudden we make that magic mark, and it's like, bing, it fills up. It's like, all right, you guys.
Yes, so I'm glad I was able to come on and say hi, Susan.
Hi.
Yeah.
And I will say goodbye to everybody. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for being on. We appreciate it. Then we'll see you again.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
One. You betcha.
You too.
Bye. All righty. Our second hour here coming up, and we are starting with Leslie Journey. And, Leslie, I'm going to start out with tell us a little bit about yourself, but tell people how to get a hold of you when you're not here on air. So if people want, you know, private readings, and I'll say this too, you know, for any and all of our readings, you know, Susan included, everybody, you know, who does readings, just for our listening audience, is that it's always easier for an intuitive person, psychic person, you know, whatever label you want to put on them, people getting information for you, if you do it in a one-to-one setting, simply because, you know, when we get on air, we have, you know, a lot of energies going on, and we do. It's like we have some really interesting, funny things going on air, and there was even one time I was hosting Once Upon a Time, and we had a caller who was, you know, somebody in the queue who was really, really anxious. They were really intense on their question, you know, really, you know, wanted to be on, and the reader was, you know, she started in, and she says, well, this year, and it's like, and the current caller was like, well, no, that doesn't sound like me at all. It's like, you know, so she couldn't get anything for the current caller, and she said, finally said, it's like, gee, I'm really sorry, I don't know what's going on. You know, it's like, you know, we'll try back another day. So, yeah, and they did. Fortunately, you know, the caller called back in a different day. And what happened was the very next person, the gal was like, that was my information. You got this and this. And she was really an intense sender. So she got her stuff through. So sometimes that happens, you know, on air. So we just say, you know, guys, take a breath, calm down. We will get to you here. It'll be good. It's like one way or another. But, you know, it really makes a difference, you know, when you're working personal one-to-one, because then there's not that other energy, you know, there's no other energies, I'll say, conflicting or, you know, trying to come in at the same time, because that can, you know, you get you get 15, 20 people online going, hey, la, you know, it's like, and all of a sudden the reader's going, it's like, I got 20 people standing behind her, what is this, you know, did you come with a group or what?
Yes.
So individual readings are encouraged, guys, really they are. Alrighty, Leslie, so tell us how to get a hold of you.
All right. Well, absolutely. I do have a website. It is Leslie Soul Journey, WordPress.com. And I also have an email, which is Leslie Journey, and that's LESLIE, the word journey.
There we go.
And that's at Hotmail. Mm-hmm. And then Leslie for self, I have, it's Lesli, the number 4, self at gmail.com. And in a wonderful session with me, whether you get 30 minutes, whether you get an hour, even whether you have an email question, what I do is I use all of my spiritual gifts in order to tap in to give you a message that could come from a spirit guide, it could come from an angel, it can also come from your loved one. So I use that. I've been doing this work for about 15, 20 years. I started out with Reiki, energy healing. And what happened was when that was introduced into my life, it just opened up a multitude of other gifts that I now use to help other people on their path. Definitely in a one-on-one session, you will feel, you know, almost those things that you've been holding beginning to lift. Usually when you come to me for a session, you're at a crossroads. So some part of you already knows that there are some changes that need to be made. And that you are at a very significant crossroads where you need to make some very significant changes. And I can shed light on some of those issues and things that come up in our lives at various times. And so definitely look me up. That's LeslieSoulJourney.wordpress.com.
All righty, Leslie Soldier. Yeah, I'm trying to write this down. It's like I might actually have you repeat that again, so I can. And I don't know if you're in the chat room. If you can, you know, if you've got the link to get in the chat room. But it's like, you know, please, guys, feel you. If any of you guys got all that, please feel free to type because, yeah, I when it comes to being, you know, being
yeah,
on radio and talking and thinking and typing, it's like I can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
I
can't
don't.
Type and talk
yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not in the chat room, so I don't know what's being said in there. So I do have people sometimes that will, you know, kind of give me some type of information about that. But I don't, I'm not in there, guys. So if you do go in the chat room, you know, I do good just to concentrate on this on the air. So I'm a multitasker, but that's
I understand.
That's a little bit, you know what I mean? That's a bit much for me. So
I
I'm
do.
Sorry, guys, but... but definitely I know
I
it's a whole other world
too. It's like, when I'm doing like a card reading, it's like I cannot do a card reading and type at the same time. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't even, I mean, you know, when I'm trying to talk on air, it's like I don't even look at chat.
God.
And it's like a lot of times I'll go back and go, man, there was a lot said. It's like, so go back to the history and go, what in the world was going on? I caught up with it. All right, now I know.
Oh, man, my hat goes off to anybody that can do that. I just, that is too much for me. I do good. Like I said, I'm on the right end of this. So.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got some people with some questions here for you. And we're going to start out here with area code 814. 814. I think this was our shy caller earlier. You didn't want to talk to Susan, but it's like, okay, we got you back on.
Hi, 814.
Hi. Hello. This is Amy.
Who is this I'm speaking with?
This is Amy.
Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What can I do for you?
Well, my question is, there are two positions that I put in for, and I wanted to see, Leslie, what you were getting. One is for a school district as a business manager, and it's for a small school. And the other one is for, it's a regional manager for working with mental retardation patients, and that's for 4 facilities, and it's also working with mental health patients also, taking care of, like, their valuables and, like, their checking, you know, like, what's in their checking accounts at the facility, not, like, their bank accounts, but they're at the facility that they have.
Okay. I will tell you what I'm getting. For some reason, I feel the job with the school would be a better fit for you right now. Here's why. I feel like you going into that job with the school is going to open another doorway. And I feel like there's creative around that particular thing connected with the school eventually. You have a very there's something about your personality that is needed in that particular school, and not only that, that area that that school is located in. I really, really feel, and I mean, you have free will choice, but I really feel that that at this time, and there's a reason why they're telling me at this time in your life. Not to say that the other job you couldn't do beautifully or that, you know, you wouldn't be able to definitely put some positive energy into that, but I just feel like at this juncture of your life, the school job would be better, okay? The other thing I want to talk about around that is, you know, you have a lot of things that are going to be coming up between now and next month, and you're trying to squeeze everything into a small window of time. And it would be in your best interest if you just take one thing at a time and not think about all the things that you need to do before the year is out. Do you understand that? This job is very important, but I feel like what's happening is that you're clouding your judgment with putting too many things on your plate at one time, okay? There's a very, very obvious reason why you need to take this job at the school, more than what I just told you over the air also, all right? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And I also feel like, you know, what once you move in that direction, again, like I said, there's another doorway there that's going to open very shortly after you're in and in place. And you, there's someone you're going to meet there that you're going to become really good friends with. You know, you need to get out, and it's time to start mingling. It's time to come out of your shell. All right? There's a wonderful feminine person that I feel you're going to become friends with through this endeavor, and they're just really good. You know, you need a really good friend, someone that you can talk to, someone that you can really start to open up with. And I feel more spiritual. You know, it's okay to have a buddy-buddy, but I feel like you need a spiritual friendship, and there's a person there that will help you with that. Okay? I hope that helps you, Amy.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome, and God bless you, sweetheart.
Okay, thank
you. All
right,
thank you for calling in. Call back in and let us know how it goes.
Okay,
I
will.
Follow-up call.
Yes,
absolutely. All righty, and we got another caller here, area code 805. 805, you are on live, I think. Here we go.
Hi.
Good thinking. There
Hello.
It is. Now we got you.
Hi. 805.
Hello.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
I wanted to ask you, a dear friend said that he was leaving me in his trust. He's passed away, God rest his soul, and I wanted to know, will this come to me, and will it come, you know, smoothly, and, you know, is the lawyer going to get a hold of me, or I don't know, I've never had that happen before, and what do you see for what do you see around this?
Okay, so this person is not in your area, correct? Are they not local?
No. No.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I feel like there's distance between this. And also what I'm getting around this, there are other people involved in this particular thing. You are going to get some monetary benefit from this, okay? It is going to take somewhat of a time because there's something part of his paperwork that he did not complete. You are in something in regards to that. And not to put too much out here, but I just feel like there's other people also involved with this situation. So once things get ironed out on in that area where this is coming from, then I think you will be notified. I don't think you have to go digging and trying to figure this out. He had a lot of your information that was already given because there is someone that was taking care of this. So he took a lot of important information so that this person can get in contact with you. But you just have to allow for these steps now because there's a bigger portion of this that's being divided up, all right? Also, I need to say, when this becomes available to you, there is something that you have been putting in your mind that you wanted to do if you had the extra funding, if you had the money. This is the opportunity, all right? I'm getting goosebumps. So this is something that is not only going to affect you, but is going to affect other people in a very positive way. Do you know what this is?
Well, I don't know the business, but I wanted to start a business, and my nieces and nephews, they don't really have any direction, so I wanted to include them. And
yes,
just get
absolutely.
Something going where the family could get involved. And
there
you know,
you go.
Being,
right. I don't feel like it's important, the what, but I think you're on the right path with getting other people involved. That's what I mean, because the people that you want to get involved with this, they're in a very critical time in their life, and this would keep them occupied and busy, okay? This would bring a lot of balance to the people you want to include in this project. I think you should go forward with it. I think that is at the right time. And also, I feel like September is a good month for all of this to come to fruition, okay? So definitely move forward with that project. Get those people involved. It's going to be a good thing.
Yes, definitely. Can I ask you a quick little question? I have been 8 years without a relationship. I resonate with what you say. You're very good. And do you see someone coming in for me, because I would like a companion, and I've been trying.
Honestly, I do feel like that is you're on the right track with that. You do know that this is very important that you go into some type of partnership this year. But what I want you to do is I want you for a short while, and I know this is difficult, but I want you to take your focus off of this. I do see someone coming in, and I do not want you, and I don't mean any, I don't mean that they are bad or anything, but I think the least amount that you discuss with others, like your friends and things like that, the better.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm going to keep that very private, yeah.
Yes, because there's something coming up for you, and I feel like you don't want to put that out into the open for some reason.
No.
I would be very private about your, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when it comes to me, I'm not going to even tell my neighbors or anything. No, you know, I'm just going to mind my own business, and
but
people get a little jealous sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just feel like this is something that's going to be coming up in around June. You do have someone I feel like that's walking in around June. But, you know, make sure that you keep that, like I said, very private in the beginning. And also to take your mind off of it, all right? Let it go, because I feel resistance because of not letting go. And part of it's tied to something. It's like the end of, like the residue of a past relationship, I feel, also.
Yes.
Yes, make sure that you're clearing all of that extra out, and you can do that with some mindful meditation is what I'm hearing. I don't feel like you need extensive healing with this because you're right at the end of it. So this must have been quite a while ago that you went through this relationship. I mean, I'm talking a while. But sometimes we carry things and we tuck it and we don't know that it's there. So it's being brought out so that you can allow space for this person I see in June. All right? It's going to be very, very good for you. But I just, like I said, let it go for a while and allow it to come in. All right?
Yes. Thank you. What's your website that I can get a hold of you?
It's Leslie, Leslie, Soul, Journey, like the word journey. And it's WordPress, WORD.com.
WordPress. Okay. Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, and good luck to you, sweetheart. I look forward to hearing from you also.
Yes, okay. Thanks a lot.
Hi. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling me. All right, and we've got blog is working here. Yeah, we've been hearing the blog horror stories there in chat also. It's like,
are
oh
they
my
really?
Goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And one of the callers says, she was in the middle, she called into another show, and she goes, I was in the middle of talking or, you know, asking a question. It's like, and it cut her off mid-sentence. It's like, oh, my goodness, that's a new one.
So,
you know, we usually tell people, if you call in, and yesterday we had one poor little gal, area code 702, called in, I'm serious, 5 times. She'd call in, it would drop. She'd call in, it would drop. We finally caught her, you know. One of those times she called in before it dropped her. So it's doing funky things, guys. I don't know whether it's energy or whatever it is.
It's energy. I'm telling you, it's energy, girl. I did other something else over the air, and it was just trying to get through. I thought, are you kidding me? Yeah, so if you guys have phone trouble, or even if I have phone trouble, you know, we're just going
right.
to just let it go by.
Just hang in there. Call back in.
And just hang in there.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's all we can do.
Yes.
We can apologize, but there's nothing as hosts we can do about it because literally, it's something that, I mean,
right.
we had Blog Talk in the room, you know, a couple times with us, and they were like, oh, you know, so, and we're not the only ones. I mean, there's other hosts on other shows that also have the same issues going on, and they're just going,
yes, they
we
do.
Can't find a glitch in our system. We can't replicate it, blah, blah, blah. And we're like going, well, thanks, guys. Glad
it's
you
the energy.
On that.
It's the energy. Yeah, we got a lot going on right now with energy, you know. I've been thinking about putting it together. Something, yeah, to really so people can come in, check in, to get an update on what's going on energetically, because it's not just you. It's a lot of us are feeling it.
It's everything. You know, there's a really interesting place. They've got one out there called is www.spaceweather.com. And it tracks the solar flares, you know, the CMEs, the coronal mass ejections. It'll give you an idea when, you know, what's hitting the atmosphere when, because that's a really good indicator when we're going to have problems, and we do, you know. And it's ironic, because one of the times we had a problem, we were the only ones that had a problem. It's like, you know, because we got to hold the Blog Talk people and go, well, nobody else, of all the other, they told us how many other shows, of all the other shows going on right now, you're the only ones having problems. It's kind of like, and what are you guys doing? It's like, so I typed back and said, well, we're a psychic show. And it's like, it's okay. It's like, you know, we've always, you know, laughingly, well, and they said, they have laughingly said, oh, yeah, it's just our psychic shows that have the problems. And it's like, we totally agree with you because we run so much energy. It's like, we just melt your little processors down. We understand. We're sorry. You know? And then there's this profound silence. You know, there was
it's
about two
true.
Minutes before they wrote anything back. It was hilarious.
It's so true, though. It is.
It
all
is.
The fight
it is.
So
Absolutely.
That. Yes.
Oh goodness. Okay, let's see. We got a couple things going here. It's like we've got one caller that's been on hold here for a while, and then we've got a question from chat because the gal can't call in. So I'm going to take our caller that's been holding for a while, 404. You've been hanging on, and you still got your hand up there, so I'm assuming you would probably like to ask a question of Leslie here today.
Hey.
Yeah. I didn't know if I was back in the queue or not.
That's what I have here.
Hi, I have a question. My question is about work. I have a
Who
job.
Who is this I'm speaking to?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tamika.
Tamika, okay.
I have a job that ended yesterday because it's tied to my schooling and I'm getting ready to graduate. So I'm trying to see, what do you see for me and another job coming along, or the job where I was working at possibly hiring me on directly?
Okay, I missed the first part of your question. You're breaking up just a little bit. We just got finished talking about that. That is so funny. You're breaking up just a little bit, so repeat that question for me again.
Well, I have a job that was tied to school that ended on yesterday. And if you see something. I have an interview also scheduled at the end of the month, so I'm trying to see, do you see me getting on with a new job, or do you see the job where I've been working at, having the funds to be able to hire me on directly?
Okay. I feel like your cycle is done with the job you were doing with Julie, okay? That was just training ground for something. I do see something new coming in. That end-of-the-month job feels really good to me, and it feels – I like the location, all right? The location feels like a good energy match for you. I would definitely keep putting my focus and energy into that. I wouldn't worry so much about the company that you were working for because they have a lot of restructuring that they need to go through. And you, honestly, you can't afford to be a part of the restructuring process. You need to make money, okay? And not only that, I just feel like you would be more happy. You know, you would just be happier in a more settled environment. That environment from where you were with school is not very settled. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does, because there's been talks of them merging with another company. But my boss is saying how they're trying to, you know, I guess find funds or whatever to hire me on directly.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of upheaval in that place where you were until, you know, they settle down. And you just, I mean, you got, I actually want to say, I know you feel they've gotten you this far, but I feel like you've gotten them this far, okay? yeah. And, you know, it's now time for you to go on to bigger and better things. There is a place waiting for you. You know, you've put in a lot of effort and energy into your career. And, you know, I feel like now there's a place waiting where you're going to be very happy. The energy is going to be a very good fit, and I do feel like it's tied to this end of the month thing. The other thing I see around that is a very interesting connection to someone in your family. It's really funny. I don't know how this is all going to come about, but you will find out that that job is actually connected to someone, okay? Yeah, to family, like a link there. You're going to be very surprised.
It's funny you say that. So I guess I can kind of see that because my sister, it's probably my older sister maybe, and something to do with her kids.
Yes, I do feel.
Okay.
Yes, connected with me. I got goosebumps. Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something too. It's going to bring you into like seeing people that you weren't already connected to. Like it's going to bridge something.
Yes, I was working with adults. Where I was before was with adults, and this job is actually with kids.
Ah, okay. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be really good. And I think, too, that you're going to, you know, things are going to feel a lot more settled in your life than what they have been. All right? Positive turn of event for your relationship area also, too. Hang in there. Don't give up. You almost did. It's okay. All right?
That's funny you say that. I was texting while I was on hold.
Oh, really? So are you cheating on me? What's going on here? You're on it.
No. When you said don't give up, I was texting basically a giving up type of text.
See? There you, I see how you're going to do the reader. That's all right. That's okay. But don't give up. It's okay. All right. Sorry for eavesdropping, but don't. You're going to be all right, sweetheart. You got some good things coming, Tamika. Don't worry about anything, girlfriend. And get that job. It's yours.
All right. Thank you so much, Leslie.
You're so welcome, and good luck.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for holding on.
No problem.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Oh,
and as
bro,
always,
that is
you know,
so
back
funny. I want to get that to me. You see how she was cheating on me? I mean, in the middle of the reading, she's texting. I tell you. See, I can't do that. I wish I could. It's just jealousy. It's just jealousy. Because I can't do it. Did we just get finished talking about that? I just said I just have to be in the chat room and talking on here to you guys and doing this, and here she gets on here and shows me out like that. I'll tell you, that's all right.
That's funny.
It's okay.
Okay. We have a question. We have a question from the chat room for you. And you know, because sometimes our chatters, are people that they have access to computers and they can't call in because they don't have an access to a phone. But Sandy would like to know. She says, my question is for the second hour. Is there anyone on the horizon in my love life, please? I'm single and not seeing anyone right now. Thanks. And it's Sandy. She's going by a little fairy here in our chat room today.
Oh, Sandy.
Do you see anything for
bless
her?
Your heart. I do. I know it's a challenge because you just seem like you keep picking the wrong people. But you are going to be coming into a time frame where you're going to be letting a lot of these people go that have kind of been, I don't know, I get this feeling that you're just passing time away with a couple of people. And you need to sweep some of that old energy out. Get all that old, you know, they're not good fits for you. Because the person that I see that is really a good fit is not even in your zone right now. So it's a good thing that you're making positive choices and that you're, you know, you're ready to move forward into a different type of relationship. And I just see this wonderful blossoming, not only with yourself, but within the romance area around September. I know this seems like it's a ways off. I know it seems, you know, it's like, well, what about in the summer? But I feel like this summer is about you. I feel like this summer should be dedicated and devoted to you. I also feel like there's some things that you need to address within your health that will also make that relationship in September just even that more more balanced when it comes in. So I wish you well. Good luck. There is someone coming in. You can smile about that, but I want you to do a little bit of cleanup in the relationship area. All right? So I hope that was good. That was something good that that she could use, Kelly. I really hope so.
Okay. All right. So, Little Fairy, that's what Leslie has for you today here. So I'm hoping that helps. And always remember, you can go back to archives. And if you you know, if your pencil is flying madly and you miss this, it's like, go back in archives, listen to it again. You can download it even and copy the part you want. Okay.
Yes.
She says, thanks. All righty. That's awesome. Okay. We got another one here. Area code 713. All righty. You got on.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, great.
Pretty good.
Great. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Candy. And
okay.
I'm just wondering what you see for me.
All right, Candy. First of all, I am seeing books, but I don't see a lot. I only see, which is very interesting to me, one big book and a couple smaller books. I feel like you need to be in the process of learning right now, all right? I feel like there's some opportunity that's going to be presented to you sometime around the end of July into August, but you would do yourself some justice to learn as much as you can about that now. Do you have any idea of what this might be?
Probably, yes.
Okay. Because, yeah. You know, yeah, you're not, and see, that's why I'm not seeing a lot of books, so you already have knowledge about this, okay?
Okay.
You know how sometimes we learn it in layers and stages? I just feel like you're learning the master level of that coming up. And I feel like it's not something totally new, but it's going to be very good once you get this master level under your belt, okay?
Okay.
The other thing that I see around that is I see gatherings. Get-together. I want you socializing with people in a way of networking also, okay? This is going to be very, very important for this endeavor that you're going to be a part of. You're an outgoing people person. I feel like this is not going to be a challenge for you to do this. The only thing that I see as a source of resistance or opposition is that sometimes you lack the confidence within yourself, and it's there. You have all of the energy and all the dynamic personality to do this, but sometimes you feel as though it's hard for you to sell yourself, okay? And I want you to think of it in a different perspective. Don't try and sell yourself. Just allow yourself to be who you are, because people can feel that from you. That's why I feel like you're a social person. People can feel that energy. So you don't have to go out and try and solicit people and say, hey, you know, look at this or look at me. I feel like people will want to gravitate to you to see what you have to offer. All right? That's very different than someone out scouting for people. Do you know what I mean by this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So we're going to work on this level of confidence because that is going to make a huge difference in this next piece. All right? But also, I feel like you're right at the starting gate with this. And it's just going to it's going to enhance, that book is going to enhance the rest of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'm just starting to do, like, blog talk radio shows.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah. I just came out of the psychic closet, what, about 2 months ago, Kelly?
Yeah, something like that. Like that, out of the psychic closet, yes. Boo!
So networking would be very important to this, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
Social networking, absolutely, absolutely. Ding, ding, that works.
Yeah.
And about the books, I am channeling, like, what would you call them, poems for the angels. And I'm also channeling paintings.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't even told Kelly that yet.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. So
yes,
I knew exactly
yes.
what you were talking about because I've been keeping them, and I bought, like, a special journal that after I get done writing them in my scribbles, I can go back over the scribbles and write it down.
Oh, in the big book.
Wow.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yes.
Hey, yeah,
that was kind of a secret
right
that
now.
Kelly hadn't known yet. So it kind of came out. That's a psychic closet again.
That's cool. That's good to know.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring anyone out of the closet. Trust me. I didn't. You know.
Sometimes I think that's the scarier closets come out of. I was like, boo, I'm psychic. And people go, ah, and they run.
I definitely know about the psychic closet. Trust me. Yeah. So, wow. Well, either way, it's a positive thing for you. And I think you definitely are headed in the right direction with this. It is going to be a very good thing. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
And congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Have a good day.
And I'm on your Skype contact list, so we'll get to Skype about this, Candy.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay,
oh, we'll talk
Candy,
to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Oh, nice.
All righty. Oh, yeah. And we got to, okay.
Man.
Wow, this, but I apologize. The blast bug is being really, really slow there. It's like it spins around. You know, it's like, you know how Firefox, you know, spins around, catches its tail. Okay, there we go.
I
finally
know.
Went. All right, there we go. All right, we got another Skype caller here. Area code 661 Skype caller. You're on.
Hi, it's Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hey, Angie.
Hi. I'm
what
just
can I do
wondering
for you?
If anyone's around me or what you can pick up for me about what's coming up for me or whatever you got for me.
Well,
go ahead and read me like
the
book.
Well, in the short period of time that we have, let's see what I can get. The first thing you asked me was about someone being around you. I do feel like I want to pick up a grandmother figure around you because she's making me feel like I smell like some type of flower. I don't know what this is. That's not really one of my bigger, stronger points, but I think the point is that she has a lot of flowers she's putting around you, and she's saying you need these right now, okay? Would you recognize this grandmother in spirit? I feel like she's connected to your mom's side.
She would be my great-grandmother.
Okay, and I feel like I want to give the name, an L name connected with her. I don't know if this is...
her name was Helen.
Helen, okay. The H could be very silent. Helen, I'll take that. Because I just feel like this woman, I will. Let me tell you something about mediumship, man. I'll take what I can get on the air here because it's very challenging sometimes to do mediumship over the air. All right, and I go to a lot of different levels when I do readings. So, you know, the names are not as important as it is the energy that you recognize and you resonate with. All right, that's what I really want to make sure that we get on point. So I do, again, I feel like this is a grandmother figure, and I feel like she's surrounding you right now with a lot of flower energy. You need that because she's saying she wants to lift you up. You have to get yourself in a place where you create a little bit more balance in your life, all right? You did a really good job a while back, like around, because she's showing me around the wintertime. Like, I even want to go back to maybe December and November. You were doing really good with something. Like, you were keeping yourself balanced. And she's saying she wants you to remember that energy and vitality that you had around that time, all right, because she wants to infuse that back into you for these months, you know, to kind of catapult you, lift you up. All right? She's saying, enough of that, you're done with that. All right? Do you understand this?
I do, yes.
Okay. Because she's talking very quickly because she's wanting to get her point out. All right? She knows she doesn't have much time. And I also feel like she has a really strong, I don't know if she was a different, because I feel like a strong accent or some sort with her. She must have really strong ties to, like,
I don't know if this is Germany, but it's really strong because I feel like she's a
Irish.
Very a matter-of-fact. Irish, ah, okay. Very a matter-of-fact. Like, she doesn't mess around. When she wants to get her point across, she gets it across. But yet, she has a very loving, nurturing personality. You know what I mean? Sometimes
mm-hmm.
when I see that with people that are crossed over, you don't get both. You get either, you know, they're loving, but yet they're just like, you know, I'm not the gooey, ooey, you know, grandma. But her, I feel like she has a little bit of both. She can give you that ooey, gooey, but she can also be a matter-of-factly. And I feel like today she feels like she needs to be very a matter-of-factly with you. No ooey, gooey right now, because she's saying she's not kidding around. You got stuff you got to do. Just no more going back to that place. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
I do.
She's very adamant about you got this, right?
It's
all
a
right.
relationship that...
Yes.
That I need to not go back
to. Help
you
in a vehicle situation, too. Do you understand this? This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
She said she's with the vehicle situation. What something's going on with a vehicle right now. And she said, don't you worry about that. She's going to help you with that. All right?
Okay.
She's saying you're looking for help in the wrong places. All right? She wants you to look up instead of looking around you. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
All right. Very, very important. Okay, she's also going to be with you. There's something coming up in May. I feel like I want to go to the middle of May, maybe around May 12th. I feel like there's some type of event or something coming up she's going to be a part of. Okay, do you know what this is? I almost feel like you would recognize this already.
It could be when my uncle passed.
Mid-May. It's an event coming up for you.
Yeah, it's mid-May when he passed, so... I don't have anything else going on, but.
Okay. She's acknowledging that for more than one reason. So I do feel like it's going to be something significant pertaining to you. Was this a hard crossing for you or something?
Yeah. Very, very, very hard.
Got it. Okay. Whew, I got goosebumps off of that. Okay.
And
That would be, say that again for me?
That would be her son that passed in the
middle
of May.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, that's a very important time frame for you, sweetheart. I believe that it would be the end of a cycle. The way it was coming through, I feel like it's really connected to something energetically with you. And if what I'm feeling with this being a hard crossing for you, you're ready to be healed from that. You know, you have a lot of things that you have to move forward into, and you don't really have time to still continue to be in the cycle of this grief, all right?
Yeah.
She's picking you up. She's lifting you up, and she's really patting you down, okay, like straightening out your clothes, all right? She wants you to walk tall, and she wants you to be very, very, like, she says, almost like a queen. She says, you come from royalty. She really, she is like a hoot. She's a hoot. I'm not kidding you. Okay? But I feel like she means this in more than one way. All right? She says, the women in your family are very proud women, and they do not allow people to take their worthiness. Okay? She's saying she wants you to look at yourself in a brighter light. You understand this. I'm not going to say any more on the air because I think she got the point across. You know, I just feel like any more would be a little too much for the air, all right? But you got that, sweetheart. I want you to connect with Grandma, all right, because I feel like she can finish giving you messages. If you just feel like you're too clouded and you're not receiving what she wants to say, I'm available. You definitely can reach out to me. I don't know if you have my website. Did you get a chance to copy? Okay, great.
Yeah.
But what I want you to do, before you contact me, I want you to make sure you're connecting with Grandma, all right?
I'm trying.
Are you trying? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, good. She's going to really help this process out. Girl, congratulations, and I'm very proud of you, all right? This is something that you would have never done in the past. So very, very proud of you.
It's not.
Yes.
Can I tell you, like, why I started this journey that I'm on right now? It's because the son that she is talking about, whose anniversary will be next month that he passed, my boyfriend, who she's saying, get over that, move on, I'm not supposed to do that anymore,
He broke up with me the end of January, and ever since then, like, my uncle had been coming to me in my dreams, and then she started coming. Like, she hasn't been in dreams, but anytime I talk to a medium, she's there, and I've heard her call my name a couple of weeks ago, and, yeah, she's trying to help me.
She is. Oh, my gosh, I got goosebumps. Oh, my goodness, girl. She is definitely there. And, you know, just remember I told you whatever it was at the end of last year, like the like I was seeing like November and December, right after that you made a shift. So it's very good that you were aware of that. That's what I see started. Absolutely.
And November and December was like the worst time for me and him. Like one day I literally cried for like 15 hours straight because he broke my heart. And then after that, like, was when all this started happening, was like the end of January when my uncle started coming into my dreams and stuff. So
they're trying to shift you definitely out of this, and because you got some stuff coming. And grandma, like I said, if you need to contact me, you can, but I feel like what's first and foremost is you need to acknowledge her around you, you know what I mean? Because I could be a bridge, that's not a problem. But, you know, there's nothing like getting that validation in your own life and making that connection, you know, because she is in your heart and she's there to help guide you through this, pretty challenging phase of your life. And you'll be all right.
Yeah.
You will.
I'm trying to connect, but every time I meditate, like, my brain doesn't get quiet enough for me to get the messages.
Well,
I don't know what I'm doing
wrong. Well, you're not doing anything wrong. You're trying to do it like everyone else, all right? You're very different in the way you receive messages. You're very clairaudient, which means you don't have to go into a very deep meditative state to get these messages, all right? Some people do. But the way that you connect with you being clairaudient is just getting yourself in a quiet space, doing some deep breathing. You don't even have to close your eyes, and the message will come. Cut yourself some slack and try, and don't try the OM effect. I call it the OM effect, you know, the OM effect. Because some people feel like if they don't have that OM down, that they are not, being effective or successful at meditating. And everyone is different. So you go with
I hear things all the time. Like, when I'm going to bed at night, I hear people in the hallway talking. I hear, I've heard her say my name. Like, I've been hearing a lot of things.
We call that in the psychic world, that's clairaudience, when you can hear spirit clearly, okay? Clairvoyance is when you can see. I wouldn't worry about that piece of it. I want you to just concentrate on the clairvoyance piece of it, okay? Get yourself quiet in a quiet space. You don't have to, like I said, go into all. You just allow her to speak to you, and you leave with the confidence knowing that you heard exactly what she was saying to you, okay? All right? And she, you know, with that, man, you can't, I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you go, sweetheart, but you know what? You can't miss or misinterpret it being her because she's so strong. Her personality is so strong. You can't doubt after you hear from her. You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
Like, when she heard, when she said my name a couple weeks ago, like, I just stopped in my tracks. I was like, wow, that was loud. She was just like, Angela. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like if you go in too deep of a meditation, you're going to lose her. She's going to be like, I don't know where you flew off to, but I need you to come back because I need to talk to you. So, yeah, don't go too deep for her, honey. Don't go too deep because she's right there with you, closer than what you know. All right.
And it's crazy that she's here because I never met her. Like, she passed in, like, 1970.
Right. I tell people this all the time in readings. You know, they say, well, I didn't know that grandmother. I didn't know this person. It's okay if you didn't know them because it doesn't take away from the connection that you have with them. You know, we're all in this together. And if they're a part of your soul group or you guys had a bigger mission, you know, this lifetime, they're here to help you with your work, whether they're here or on the other side of the veil. They're still very connected to us.
One more question and then I'll let you go.
Okay, really quick one.
Sure.
Really quick.
We got time.
Yeah. Do you see me being able to open up and being able to help others with my mediumship abilities? Like, do you see that?
Oh, yeah. I don't even have to think about this. As a matter of fact, I see around October of this year, and I know it seems like a ways off, but I do see you actually being able to connect connect in and actually give a message to someone around October, and you feel confident about it. See, a lot of it, I just had another caller that I think when I get in the zone, I forget, but I was just talking about confidence. That plays a huge piece of this, okay? A lot of times we get these messages and we get things, but we don't trust it. You know what I mean? We say, oh, no, I was just in my head. That wasn't that, you know, that was me. So when you learn to trust it and you have confidence and you get validation, it will let other things unfold where you go, oh, my God, I believe I know this now, you know. So I see October being a month where you're like, you know what, I know what I'm getting. It's true. I can give you this message. First they want you to get it down for yourself, and then I feel like you will be delivering messages to other people. Now, I don't think you're going to be doing the whole, you know, in front of a gallery setting, but I do feel like you're going to do it for a lot of your friends. Friends, yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you. You're so welcome. Yeah. All right. You're so welcome. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you for calling in.
You too.
Talk to you later, Angie. Thank you.
Wow, Kelly.
Oh, awesome,
wow.
Awesome. Guess what, Leslie? We got 9 minutes, and
what?
I get to get a question for once. Yay.
Yay, Kelly. I miss you so much. I'm glad you do, because I didn't get, you know what? When I first got on, I thought, man, I'm not going to even get to say anything much to Kelly because everybody's calling, and I didn't talk to you since the last time we were on. You know?
I know.
My gosh. Okay. Definitely. I'm excited, Kelly. What do you got for me? What do you need, girlfriend?
What have I got? Let's see. Well, here's the question. So I've been trying to really, you know, suck my own energy back in, because I'm like going, I don't want to impinge on anybody else's time, but I'm like going, okay, everybody come out of my closet here. And, you know,
right.
Leslie, you know, you guys can find her. She's on the other end of the phone there, guys. So it's like, I'm just going to ask my group to do what I call stampede on over to you and see what they have to say.
Ooh.
And we'll see who shows up. There's about eight of them.
Yeah, you just lined a whole bunch of people up here. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see here. The first thing I need to, wow, okay. Ooh, let's see if we can compact.
It's like, where to start? They're drawing straws. See who gets to go first. Yeah, I know how this goes. I do.
Man, I'm telling you. But let me tell you something. I am really, I'm getting this strong energy, Kelly, that feels like it's one of your guides. Let's start here, all right?
Okay,
I feel
sure.
Like your protector guide is coming in.
Okay.
And I feel like this is a Native American energy around you. That's
gotcha.
Coming in right now, because you have some things you're going to have to make some decisions on coming up.
Okay.
I feel like all the protector guide wants to stand behind you in these decisions, because, you know, sometimes people have other intentions when we're making connections and contacts with them. And, you know, your protector guide wants to make sure that your best interest stays at heart, all right?
Right.
And
exactly.
So he's kind of protecting you. The next person I want to come in front of him, and I thought it would actually be another guy, but it's not. I feel like it's a grandfather figure that's standing in front of him. There's some type of tie or connection with him with the grandfather. Now, I feel like now.
Oh, yeah, because
you know
my dad, what I'm going to say is my dad was, if you gave him a total buzz cut, and put just, you know, a couple streaks of paint on his face, we had a book cover that he would absolutely blend in very well with. So it's like, I'm really sure that our Native American comes from one of the East Coast tribes, but we just don't know who. So, yeah, I totally honor that, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I got goosebumps when you said that, because I feel like you're really tying that in with him, all right? That's definitely that connection, okay? You have this warrior energy actually pulsating through your veins, Kelly, okay? And what this means is that you're coming to a time frame where you're going to have, not only do you have the support of your light family here, but you have all of this host of other people stepping in to come in to support what you have ahead of you. You know, you've done a really good job of, you know, helping other people with so many things, but I feel like now is a time frame where they're coming in to help you, okay? And that Native American energy is going to be very important in this next thing that you have coming up. they have a very strong demeanor, and but they're also very what's the word? It's strong, but it's not offensive. You understand? It's almost
okay.
It's a very spiritual strong vibe that a lot of the Native Americans really carry, that you know, in their energy frequency. And I feel like you're going to have a lot of that strong energy with you. But because I'm cutting this in half, and because we wouldn't have enough time for me to bring every one of these people forward, okay?
You're going to be on again with us, though.
Yeah, I will. So you know what? I am going to tell them, actually, that, you know, the rest of them that couldn't get through, to just line up and wait, and we will get to them for
we'll
sure.
We'll get to you.
But I think this is the most important piece of what I need to tell you right now, okay, about that strong Native American. And also, too, the Native Americans were very intuitive, very, very intuitive,
right.
And they were very connected to the earth and the cycles and rhythms, okay? And I feel like what you're coming into a time frame where I feel like you used a lot of outside resources to bring you guidance, but I feel like you're going to be using all of your inner resources to bring you guidance. Does this make sense?
Okay.
It
does. Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like, yes. So I feel like it's going to be internal. That's why I wanted to tell you, you had all that Native American energy running through your blood. It's pulsating through you, because there's a wisdom and a knowledge that you carry within that I want you to start getting really deep and in contact with, okay? Really connecting with that. And I feel like your protector guy and the grandfather figure, that they're both that Native American energy, are going to help you with this, because it's important in your next endeavor. All right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You'll almost feel like you're walking in a very different frequency here in the next couple of months. Almost like the whole spiritual energy around you transform. It's good now. I'm not feeling anything that does not resonate or that is not, you know, or is creating any opposition with you. But it's just going to enhance, and it's going to bring you, so much wealth, like I said, of wisdom, information, but it's all internal. You're not going to be looking in the book for it this time. You got me?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It's not,
that makes a lot of
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, it's not in the book. Yes, it's not in the book. All right?
Coming do I get back to write the book on it? No. No.
You know what? Actually, you do. No. No. Hey, seriously. No, you do. I'm glad you even said that. Listen, November, I feel like you're going to go under an umbrella with other people with this. I don't know necessarily if you're going to have a full book with just a full cover of front to back with this information, but I do feel like you're going to be a part of something else that puts this into writing, all right? So you will be able to share in November about this. Yes, so it is coming.
Cool.
Make sure anything that comes down profound or anything that, you know, resonates with you, make sure you jot it down, because it will be used in book form, like I said, around November. There's going to be something coming to fruition with that. Yeah, thank you for saying that at the last minute. Absolutely. Yeah, that's your intuition. See, I told Native Americans, they're very stern, they're very intuitive. Yeah, and they're very kind. They have a loving presence with them, but, you know, you don't mess with them. You don't mess with them, and that's how you are in business. You don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love you.
Don't do that.
My phone goes off at inopportune time. Sorry about that. Yes, I know.
Right. No, that's okay. But you stand with, you know, you stand for truth and justice. It's okay. But, you know, absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting ride, Kelly.
An interesting ride. Oh, good.
Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, let me tell you why I say that. And don't shrink from that. You know, I say that because it's changing something in a positive way with you in the next couple of months about your demeanor. You know what I mean? It's bringing you into your mastery level also. And stepping into that energy that's going to resonate with you is very powerful. That's a very powerful energy you're going to have accompanying you. Not only that, but what the powerful energy within you is going to connect with that. That's a powerhouse, girl. So, you know, don't underestimate the message. And don't shoot the messenger.
Got it. Don't underestimate the messengers. Okay.
Right. Don't underestimate the message.
You know,
there you go.
Okay.
Does this have anything to do, and it's like, I know this is going to be really probably off the wall moment, simply because we're having this really, I'll say, interesting occurrence with our current living situation where there's, I mean, there's, you know, other people involved. Because we live like in a place that supports, you know, like two families, like an upper and a lower. Is there this potential that the, I'll just ask it this way, that the other people would be moving out and that we might be able to also rent like the bottom half? Because it's like a house. It's a single house, but it's been set up to do, you know, provide for two families. So is there any possibility that, you know, in the coming times here that we're going to be renting the whole house so we have the whole space to ourselves? Or is that just my wishful hoping?
No, actually, honestly, Kelly, I feel like part of this is going to be turned into something related to your business. So I don't know if you're going to turn part of this into business.
That makes sense.
I do feel like this is something good for you to, you know, invest in or to be a part of moving forward with that. But I feel like the extra is going to be used for business some way.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you're going to open it to the public, not in that way, but I almost feel like you need to be in a sectioned-off area by yourself when you're doing your business. You're coming into a time frame like that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I have like four different at-home businesses, and it's like, it's hard. And I mean, I know that's the challenge for being at home is like you have to separate your personal space from your business space. And right now we don't have that, and that's what that, you know, our below spot would allow for is to put all my business stuff, you know, for four different sections down there, which would really free up a lot of space here.
It would balance out where you are. Like, that really needs to be.
Right.
And I feel like it would be balanced. I don't feel like it would conflict. I feel like it would just be an easy flow when you get that all up and running. Like I said, I don't necessarily mean that it's going to be open to the public. I think you should keep your space kind of away. Yeah, but I do feel like you should work in that space and live in the other space.
Right, which would be a lot more desirable,
yes.
That's kind of what I'm wondering. It's like, are you getting a timeline sense on this? Because and the reason I'm asking is because the people actually put out to, you know, the landlords that they were thinking about doing this in the next, and I quote, couple months. So I'm like, okay, is it really going to be a couple months, or is it going to be longer?
I feel like there's going to be buzz of about it at the end of May. I feel like end of May is going to be hot buzzing. The other people have to leave. They actually have something going on that's going to happen faster than what they anticipated.
Expect.
So, you know,
good. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be positive for them. It will.
I'm sorry, Right. Yeah. And so that's going to all fall out a little bit quicker than what they're even thinking. So,
absolutely. All right.
Yeah.
Yay! That would be nice.
End of May,
potentially by June, we could be doing this.
Right. Well, you need to, because I told you, you have something coming up, and you need to actually be in that new space doing your work versus where you're doing it now. So the universe is actually supporting this transition. Yeah, they're moving that other family along faster for a different, you know, fall apart. Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
I wondered about that. I really have. Okay, right. And like I say, it's nothing negative for them. I mean, it's all going to be because, you know, I mean, anytime I do prayers, it's like I always ask, you know, that it's always for the best, highest, most positive, beneficial, loving, you know, way that can come about, you know, for all mutual parties involved. So it's like, you know, so that way, you know, everybody wins. I only want win-win situations for everybody. So,
It would
be a lot better situation for them.
Right. It's always good to put that out there, you know, that we want the highest and greatest good, not only for yourself, but all involved in that. And since you're, you know, concerning your house, your home unit and, you know, other family, you definitely want to make sure that, you know, it's going to be the greatest good of everyone in the whole household. So I feel positive about this. I feel like you need this, and I feel like it's going to happen sooner than what you think.
Hey!
Thank you. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've made my
no
day.
No problem. No
and
problem.
I'll let you know when it happens. Totally.
Please do. Please do. Again, like I tell people, you know, anyone listening out there, you know, I tell people, no psychic is 100%, you know, definitely. And I'll
no, you know, I know, only God, you know, really and truly, only God is 100%.
Right.
And here's
yeah.
here's the really funny thing. Is I had cause to have this come to mind last night, as things do.
Okay.
And I have a really good example for you. Remember that, I don't know if you're much of a Bible reader, it's like I was raised on that, and it's like I can find usually anything I want within 5 minutes, you know. It's like, and I still read it a lot.
Right.
Very much tied in
yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
But the story of Jonah. Remember how that went? You know, God said, okay, Jonah, I want you to go tell Nineveh. You know, I'm going to destroy them because I'm upset with them. So Jonah ran away.
Huh?
You know, that's when the fish ate him, and, you know, he spent 3 days, you know, going, yeah, being in fish guts is kind of sucks. Okay, God, sure, I'll do this, please.
Right.
Fish spits him back up, and I kind of went, yeah, the first thing he went did was went down to the water and washed off in the salt water.
Yep.
Anyway, so he goes to Nineveh and he tells them, God's going to kill you all because blah. Well, you know what happened? It's like the people exercised free will. They all turned around and they repented in sackcloth and ashes. You know, so here Jonah, he's parked himself
yep.
outside of Nineveh, you know, and he's in the sunlight, you know, and he's waiting for destruction to happen because, by golly, God told him it was going to happen, and he's waiting, you know, going to,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a false prophet, you know, I'm going to prove myself right here. Yeah. So God makes a bottle gourd
right.
tree, you know, grow up overnight to shade him, and it's like, and then it withers the next day, and Jonah's upset about the bottle gourd tree, and God goes, okay. See all those people over there? You know, they're my children, too. And it's like, and they're sorry. See, you're wearing sackcloth and ashes. And it's like, why should I destroy them?
Right.
You know, because they're sorry.
Yep.
So just because we make, you know, a prediction, because that was a big one. You know, Jonah came in and go, you're all going to die. You know, God's going to kill you because
right.
we're sorry. You know, when we have those things happen and we have a life-changing event, it changes the outcome. So Jonah was
right.
feeling there with egg on his face because he went, well, you told me it was going to happen. It's like, and now they're all going to, you know, they're going to stone me to be, a, you know, for being a false prophet. It's like, no, you're not a false prophet because,
right.
you know, you gave them the
yep.
message. But they chose
right.
to change what they were doing so they didn't have to experience the destruction. So,
exactly.
you know, just because something doesn't always
so
come
true.
About doesn't mean it's a false
yep.
prophecy.
Right.
And
you
I love
what?
That.
I'll tell you something else. I'm glad you mentioned that, Kelly. You know, I give readings all the time to people, and, you know, I've given readings to people over the years, and people will come back and say, you know, it may be something that didn't happen even in that year, and, you know,
right.
because they made other choices. You know, they had free will choice, and then it came about a whole nother year, a whole nother couple of years later. You know,
couple
that
years afterwards,
often.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple
That's
years
funny.
Afterwards. Yeah, absolutely. You know, because of the choices that they've made, it took them a while to get back to the path that I saw, you know. And
right.
And then it
yep.
starts to unfold like I saw it, you know. But I tell people, be patient when you get a reading, because this is not just about, you know, what's in my love life, what, you know, how much money
right.
am I going to have next year? You know, this is so much bigger and deeper than that. I mean, we all want to know that. Man, my God, I want to know that. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
fault anyone else. You know, but we have to remember that this is so much more than just about, you know, these individual things.
It's
there's
more
a
than
picture
us.
Here.
Is, we are
it's
just
more
a small
than
speck
exactly.
of dust here on this planet.
Exactly.
We are our
right.
all part of the whole.
Yes, we are, and it's about putting love on the planet and shedding light on this planet right now. That should be our
yes.
our first and foremost
That's
job
the goal.
At this point. We all need
yeah.
it. We all need this. And we need the support. And
yeah.
we need to keep putting that loving energy out there to support one another through this transition. This is a very difficult
exactly.
process. It's something that's never been done on this planet before. And I mean, honestly, for those people that are working diligently moving through this energy, there's some good things coming
right.
up. People that are, you know, kicking and screaming and really resisting this energy, hey, there's some not so good things coming up. It doesn't mean,
I
know.
I can relate to
yeah,
that.
It doesn't mean, no. Yeah, but let me put it to you this way. It doesn't mean that those good things don't have an opportunity or a chance of coming, but it just means that you're going
right.
to have to, you know, probably go through another cycle to release some things, to remove things that no longer serve you.
Right.
So you can make way for all these good, positive things. You know, we've all been, man, we've
exactly.
been bogged down with all this baggage and stuff. So I'm very thankful
right.
we're moving through this. You know, all the listeners out there, you guys make sure that you're keeping yourself upbeat and positive, surrounding yourself with positive
yep.
people, positive. Keep yourself in surrounded in bubbles of light every day.
In
and
love.
Please, please, whatever you do, stay detached from other people's whirlwinds and tornadoes, man. Everybody's going through this
right.
stuff. And you can do yourself a
yeah.
favor by not attach. You can be very compassionate and helpful by not being
engaging.
A part of the whirlwind.
You can be empathetic with it
yes.
and sympathize with it without actually engaging and getting caught in the muck,
exactly.
without actually putting on the
exactly.
hip waders and having to wade into it. Yeah.
Right. Please don't, because you can't.
And there's
some
really random.
Right. If you're drowning with them, how can you help them out? You know what I mean? Somebody,
exactly.
yeah, don't
yep.
don't get in the middle of that. You know, let people purge out what they need to, you know. And, I mean, it may be
yep.
sometimes offensive to you, but don't. You, and also, too, it would be very helpful not to take a lot of these things personally. You know,
right.
family, friends,
exactly.
you,
there
in
you
relationships,
go.
Remember they're letting things go that don't serve them any longer. And sometimes it comes up uncensored. You know, so we may
yep.
have to put on a tough skin to get through this, but we'll get through it. We'll get through it. And I'm definitely here, Kelly. You know, hi, Bonnie.
Exactly.
I want to say hi to Bonnie. She's not on today. Thank
yes,
you, Bonnie. Bonnie
I know.
For letting us be on.
Yeah, she said she was going to make it if she could, and it's like she wasn't feeling good today. I made that announcement on the first one. Like, yeah, she wasn't
Aww.
Doing so hot. It's like, so prayers for healing.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, and she will be back on Monday. She and Susan will be back on Monday, regardless.
Hi, yeah. Susan, too. I want to say hi to my Susan, too. Hi, Susan. Hi, Bonnie.
There you go.
But, yes, and I will be back next week, too. Kelly, I thank you so much.
Yes.
I gotta
share this with you. There's something that I found out from a caller yesterday. It was one of the most,
Ooh.
I'll say, amazing and profound things that I had ever heard. And it's like, because I listen
wow.
to Joel Osteen, you know, with the I Am statements and this and that. And this gal goes, she sounded like she was in her 20s. And she's like, I'm 62. And I'm like going, all the chat room's like, no way. Like,
wow.
She sounded just amazing.
Wow.
And she goes, you know, but she says, the thing is like, I'm spirit. Spirit never ages. I'm like going, I like that. I am so stealing that. It's like, I'm spirit. Spirit never ages. Yeah.
Wow. I love it.
I like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't
wow.
that cool?
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, though. You know what I saw? And I'm not kidding you. You know, energy, the higher the vibration, the faster it moves, okay? I have
yes.
honestly, I've seen in some of my readings with people that, you know, there's going to be a cycle or a phase that we're going to go through where there's reverse aging. There are going to be people that, because
yeah.
we're letting go of all
it.
These things that have made us sick and bogged us down, and I
yep.
mean really have taken our lifespan away, a lot of those things
right.
are no longer going to be tied with us. So we have
a problem.
The possibility yeah, of living to a very seasoned age. Yeah, really,
yeah.
I'm not kidding. You know, people say back in biblical
no,
times,
I
you know,
it.
People live.
Oh,
we,
yeah,
100
years.
I got another one
to share with you.
Yeah.
This is a book title, okay? This book was published in 1939. You can still get it. I had to order it. I had a special order at a bookstore, but it still is in print in places. And it's called The
mm-hmm.
Ancient Secret of the Fountain of Youth. And the author is Peter, P-E-T-E-R, and it's Keldar, K-E-L-D-A-R, Peter Keldar. It's only about a 90-page book. It's just this little bitty thing. But it's, he changes the name of, you know, the person involved to protect the innocent and all that. But it's kind of a story about this Colonel Bradford. And in a thumbnail, it's like, and it gives, you know, some good pictorial illustrations and, you know, pictures and that kind of stuff. And it shows you how to do these. There are five, what they call, you know, exercises. He calls them exercises. In Tibetan, they had them, you know, five rites, R-I-T-E-S. And this gentleman, he was a retired Air Force
I don't know, British Royal Air Force, or whatever it was. He was 60-something. And when the author of the book first met him, he was this little old, you know, stooped, you know, kind of had gray hair and sallow-complected and whatever. And, you know, he looked kind of oldish. You know, he looked like he was 62. And he told the author of this book, he was, you know, was friends with him, and he says, well, I'm going to go to Tibet, and I'm going to study at one of these monasteries because I've heard they have the secret of youth. So this guy disappears, you know, like 12 years he's gone. And then one day, you know, the author gets a call from him, and he says, you know, we got to do this with English here because it was, you know, England. And he says, yeah, hey, Peter, I'm back in the country. And I was like, I want to stop by. Oh, okay, great. You know, come on by. So at the appointed time the next day, the doorbell rings, and the author, you know, Peter answers the door, and here's this guy, he doesn't recognize him. And he's going, oh, may I help you? You know, it's like I was kind of expecting some company here really soon, but, you know, it's like, can I help you? And this guy looks at him and says, Peter, don't you recognize me? He's like, and he goes, come on, Bradford. And he said he was standing tall. His hair had gotten color back. He was, you know, ruddy complected. He looked really young. He looked like he was in his 40s. So they started this thing. He says, you know, so he went and he explained this whole thing and how it, you know, how it worked with him and the exercises and there's a diet that's with it, you know, this and that. And you can't. It's like they've got like an exercise. I think they have a video and they have like a cookbook. And it's like, you know, but just these five simple exercises, and I say simple, deceptively simple, you start out only doing three of them. They did this 10-week, they had like a clinic or something like that they did in London for like 10 weeks, and they invited everybody. You had to be at least 50 to be in it. And so and they said some of the people, when they first started, they it describes how they, you know, had to do, you know, some of the things because they couldn't do them initially. But he said at the end of the 10 weeks, you know, everybody was looking, you know, more rejuvenated, this and that. And they put numbers in a hat. They were guessing how old Colonel Bradford was, you know. So he's picking all of them out, you know, anywhere from, I think, you know, 42 to 48 was the age range. And he goes, well, I want to thank you very much. You're very complimentary, you know, blah, blah, blah. And says, on my next birthday, and I can't remember, he was either going to be 74 or 75. And they'd all gift him in his 40s. And I was like, wow. So what the basic premise is these exercises, you know, rites or, you know, whatever you want to call them, like I said, very, you know, deceptively simple looking, okay, but we're like a Swiss watch. It's like, you know, our chakras and our life centers, our wheels of life, our energy centers, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, call it a label. But we get out of balance with ourselves. And what these do is they rebalance the energy centers and they make us tick-tock like a good clock back in order. And it's like when that happens, that's when we experience weight loss, we experience, you know, rejuvenation. And the really cool thing is it's not just for us. When we do these, it also puts out vibrations for our planet that helps us individually in the microcosm, and it helps our planet in the macrocosm. So you do a double whammy by doing these and getting this book and looking at it. It's just, it's amazing. You know, but it said 1939 was the published date. It was, you know, phenomenal. 1939 was the published date on it. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Go check it out.
You know? I will.
Yep,
that's amazing
exactly.
Because I'm telling you, I keep seeing that. There is going to be more of that reverse aging.
Yes.
I just see people looking younger, and they're living this unbelievable ages. Like, I read for people that I'm telling you in their chart, I'm like, you do know you're going to be here for a while. I mean, these people thought that they were going to be coughing, too. And I'm like, and I start
you know that country western
like,
song?
Yeah.
There's a country
like,
western song that goes, you know, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. You know, we're going, guys, it's going to happen. You need to do this.
So take it from me. I'm telling you. I know there are a lot of people that will, you know, make the decision to cross, but I'm telling you what I'm seeing in a lot of readings are people that if you're on this planet to help bring this planet light, you're going to be here for a while. And it is
for a long time.
A long time. And because it's like, you know, so we can enjoy the work that we're doing. You know, we can enjoy being a part of this, you know, with our food,
right.
With
you
everything.
You get to enjoy the good stuff for a while, you know, instead of
for
being in the
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
There was one other part of that, you know, and I cannot remember if this was in that book also, because there's one that there's an extra book called like the Lost Chapter. It's like the ancient secret of Fountain Youth 2 or something like that. But it's got the six chapters, like the ancient or the sixth chapter. But it's, and I can't, like I said, I cannot remember if I read it in this book or if it was another one by Michael Talbot, The Holographic Universe. But it talks about, there was, they were being guided, you know, back to, again, it was in Tibet, and they met this guy who said he was 500 years old. And he's got, you know, and they're going, really? It's like, you know, and how can you prove it? Because they didn't have any birth certificates. He says, well, my mother's 700. And it's like, really? Can we talk to her? You know, so they did, and they interviewed this old lady. And it's like, they said, well, how do you know, how old you are? So she started listing all the dynasties that had been in control of the country at the time. And so they got their little history books out, and they looked back, and they went, wow, she's really lived through all these, and she was born in this dynasty, whatever. It's like, she is really like 700-some years old. And so that means she had that boy when she was like 200 years old. I'm going, wow.
Wow.
I'm going, I'm 55, wow. I'm trying to visualize this and going, do I want to be a parent at 200? I'm not sure, you know. Well, I had five already, guys. Wait a minute, time out, you know.
You know what, sometimes being a parent makes me feel like I'm 200 years old, I can tell you that, but, woo, yeah.
I know.
You know, oh my gosh.
Phenomenal thing, though, and it's on the heels of, you know, because they do, they eat differently in Tibet, and they talk about the water being mineralized, which is something that, you know, I mean, a lot of times, like here, you know, in this country, you know, we miss the mineralization as like the earth and, you know, the things that they've done to the plants we grow and that kind of stuff. It's different now than it was even a couple hundred years ago. There's different nutrients that were present in the soil and the plants and the food and everything that are not here now. So I'm like, you know, there's, I mean, it's all part of, you know, the thing. But what we can do energetically is reset that template. There's, I don't know if you've met her. I don't know if Maggie's called in. It's like she goes by Organic Skies. But she talks about, it's a Tom Kenyon material. And it's like the Hothers and the Pranic Tube stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has done phenomenal things using that. And, you know, you can do a clearing on your food, and you can energize your food, you know, by using this. So there's a lot of different things and techniques that we have at our disposal that we can use now to help ourselves enjoy healthy life. I mean, my dad lived to be 92, but the sad part was he spent about the last three of men in a nursing home because it was a self-fulfilling prophecy because he was so worried about being in a nursing home when he was old.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it coming. I mean, I saw it coming like 5 years before it happened. And I said, you know, I said, if you will do this, this, and this, you know, you will probably be able to stay at home. And he wouldn't. And part of it was he needed a hernia surgery, and he refused to go in for it. And then he needed actually probably like a stent, you know, a stent in his one of his arteries, in his heart arteries.
Right.
And what happened was he got what they call volemic dementia because he didn't have enough blood pumping to support the heart and the brain, and his brain slowly started dying. His heart was like, had, you know, he was operating on 85% of his heart because 15% of it died. But, you know, but he did this self-fulfilling prophecy thing. It's like, and I was just, I was so bummed because I didn't want to put him in a home. I didn't, you know, it's like, and we were just, the situation we were at, we could not,
I know.
We couldn't keep him at home.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, you know, it's like, dude, you shouldn't have. Did you?
Well, I went through the same thing. My grandmother, you know, we went through that same process, and that can be just, you know, it's heart-wrenching because you know a lot of times.
It is.
All our nurses out there, you know, but a lot of times, you know, they can't get the same care that they would get at home. Sometimes you just
try
it, and that's the way, you know, and you have to remember this, you know. We're all on our own path. We've choices. You know, and even our loved ones have made their own choice because they have free will. And like you said, he made that a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, my grandmother had dementia, and, you know, I used to tell her all the time about, you know, she used to speak of things of the past all the time. You know, she never talked about things that were going on now. And guess what? That began to be a part of who she was, and that dementia just set right in there. You know, Louise Hay is one of a wonderful author out there that talks about that in her book, you know, Heal Your Life. And she talks about all of the, you know, the physical, medical conditions that go along with the mental process of it, you know. So we have to be mindful of that in this new energy, you know, because we don't want to talk ourselves into, you know, limiting our lifespan or cutting ourselves off because that's how it's always been or you know, because our ancestors only lived to a certain age and we decide, hey, we're going to take on that illness or that pattern. No, we have the opportunity
right.
now.
Right, you don't have to do that.
To break out
exactly.
of, yeah, to break out of that old energy and to really move into
break
longevity
into the
if we
other
want.
Side.
Yes, we
exactly.
do. Yes, we do. Absolutely. Yes.
One last, okay, I got one more thing I'm going to share here, and I actually found this in a Kabbalah book, in a personal Kabbalah book, and I thought this was
okay.
It was good enough that I went okay. I got a piece of poster paper. I did this out really nice, and I printed this out.
Mm-hmm.
It says every thought, feeling, word, and deed, you know, hyphen action, has an impact
okay.
on bodies as well as on the universe. When we change our thoughts, feelings, words, and deeds, our actions, it will affect everyone and everything in the physical and the spiritual worlds. And I went, okay, I'm hanging it up and reading that every day.
Wow.
That's a
I
reminder.
Think that was a perfect
I
way to get the show. I mean, that's perfect. Oh,
it is.
My goodness. Wow.
You're going to go think about that the rest of the day, aren't you? And it's like, I know.
Am.
That's why I hung out. It's like... 2 days
yeah,
I've been looking this thing on my wall going, yep.
Because you were supposed to share that. That is just a very
yep.
powerful thing, Kelly. Thank you so much. Thank
very,
you
very much.
For sharing that.
Well, and thank you for letting me tell it. Thank you for letting me talk.
Yes. I'm so thankful for all my all the callers and listeners out there and,
yes.
and everyone on Blog Talk. I'm so very thankful to connect with people today and for having me on. You know, this is really a gift and an honor for me to be able to do this. And I'm very thankful.
And we so
God
appreciate you being on.
Yes, absolutely.
Bringing the right
Kelly,
people in the right place together for the right things, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Totally awesome.
And I love your gift and your wonderful reading. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being who you are.
And thank you, too.
Absolutely.
It's like, well, yeah, thank you. You know, absolutely. You know, and I look at this.
And
I
Bonnie
mean, so many
and
people.
Susan.
Yeah, it's Bonnie and Susan. And it's like, and Ron is amazing. Have you heard Ron
oh,
with that
Ron,
astrology? It's like he is just amazing. And did you watch the lunar? Did you sit up and watch a lunar eclipse? I actually got my children up in the middle of the night, called at schooling
did
and education,
you?
Made them sit and watch it on the porch. It's like we sat out there for over an hour and we watched, you know, we didn't watch the whole thing, but we watched an hour plus worth of the lunar eclipse, you know, from it going from dark to passing all the way across back to light. And I was like going, they're going, wow. You know, I mean, it's one thing
wow.
to read about it in the book, and it's another thing to see it. You know, it's like, you know,
yes.
an hour or so sacrifice in the middle of the night,
it.
You know, it's okay. It was cool.
I missed, and I know, I think I was reading that night, so it's okay. I felt the energy of it, that's for sure. That's for
there you
sure.
go. Absolutely.
Yes.
All righty. Well, golly, we're into overtime, and we've just been having fun gabbing here, so I think I need to go. My children have been busy because a couple of them have, you know, they've appeared at different times at the door, and it's like I have three fresh-baked biscuits sitting here, so I need to go see what happened in my kitchen.
Well, you know what?
Not that I'm not thankful, but I want to go see.
I know. Well, wait a minute. At least yours fixed you something to eat. Mine knows I'm on the radio. It just keeps walking by and not even bringing, Mommy, do you need anything? You need something to drink? Anything? You know what I mean? So it's okay. You know, yeah, these kids,
there
and I'm just thankful right now not to have a house full of teenagers because trying to do this with a house full of teenagers, yeah. So,
yeah,
I'm just thankful.
I got one teen and one preteen. I have a 14 and a 12 currently at home. The other three,
oh, thank you,
God, are out on their own. And
oh,
it's like
boy.
They're, well, let's see, in respective, you know, areas of Mary Grant. It's like I have four grandchildren, and somebody's working on the fifth grandchild this summer out here. So I'm going, thank you, God, life is good.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow, yes. So I guess we'll go see if the teenagers have burned our house down. So it's been a blast, Kelly. It's just been a blast.
You have too. I enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
I like. I know you'll be on again. So hopefully, Bonnie, like I said, Bonnie said she will be back with us on Monday. So she's going to. She's planning on being recovered. You know, it's like so whatever that takes. So we're going to send
her
good lovey fuzzy thoughts here.
Right, we're going to send her much
yes.
healing and positive thoughts to get better, speedy recovery so she can get back on the air and make us laugh. So good, good, good.
Exactly.
Yes. Come
you
on,
got
Bonnie.
It. I love you, Bonnie.
All
righty. Well, we'll see you again, Leslie. Thank you so much for being on today. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. And you take care. Love you, girl. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. You too. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Bye.